This is Will Wheaton. You're listening to Radio Brendoman.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendoman. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
What a day, what a day.
It has been a day.
Yeah, man, we had like all this stuff playing and that just kind of got tossed out of the window this afternoon. I wasn't at my desk. I'm doing ride-alongs at work.
Right.
what they call ride-alongs. So I get a headset and I just listen to other people take calls. And all of a sudden I got like three texts from Derek saying, please tell me you haven't heard the news yet. He wanted to be the one that broke the news.
Well, you know, we'll all remember where we were when we heard the news the first time.
The news that the Walt Disney Company bought Lucasfilm for $4 billion. $4.5 billion. Something crazy.
4.5. I think it's like 4.05 or something
okay.
like that.
Well, a lot of
Which
money.
Which is still a lot of money, yeah.
George Lucas has a lot of money now. Well, he already did. Now he has even more. George Lucas is free of the beast.
That's crazy. Now, he's supposedly staying on as like
whatever
consultant, blah, blah, blah.
But I think this is what he's wanted for a long time. I think because now like he can do whatever he wants for reals.
Yeah,
and that's,
he
that
can
might
still
be a good
make
thing.
Films and stuff.
Yeah, but I think he'll make the movies that he's been wanting to make for 30 years.
Yeah,
if he does make any movies at all, I mean, he could just basically sit around.
Well, he could do nothing ever for the rest of his life for anything.
He wrote the treatments. For 7 through 9, he says he did. I don't know if I believe him.
Yeah.
He hands them over. They're like 3 pages each.
Yeah. Luke
and it's
Leia
like
do
scribbles.
Some more stuff.
And like John Lasseter's like, thanks, George. And just tosses them in the trash.
We'll be taking that into consideration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, so I don't know. But there's already been announced a new Star Wars movie, for
2015.
Summer 2015. And people, that's crazy. That is crazy. And I'm not even going to lie. I'm not going to lie here. You know, we might all get burned all over again on this. And
it's
honestly,
possible.
I'm fine with that because I, for the first time in forever, am excited about Star Wars again because somebody besides George Lucas is going to be dealing with it. And this is somebody with, I mean, Disney has pretty much infinite pockets and they know how to get budgets and they, you know,
right.
They know how to get the people. And like people are saying, oh, they're going to ruin. I'm like, dude, come on. Like, they didn't ruin Marvel. They didn't. And then, like, they're also saying they're going to turn it kid friendly. I'm like, we're talking about a company that, one, they own things like Miramax.
Right.
And, yeah, Kill Bill and all those. Those are very family friendly films. Not to mention Kevin Smith movies and, you know, Robert Rodriguez.
Plus, have you seen The Black Hole? That
not to mention, yeah, and then, like, Touchstone. Like, Hollywood Records, they were the record label that gave us Insane Clown Posse.
Right.
So, I mean, Disney
well,
is
fact,
not, we're talking about Disney as a corporate entity, not the Walt Disney Company Pictures.
Right.
Like, not people just think of Disney, but Disney is a giant mega media conglomerate.
And even
people
more
need
giant
to get
now.
Over the whole thing, like, oh, they're gonna, cause they're not. They're not stupid. They bought Star Wars because kids love Star Wars, because people love Star Wars, and it's just printing money.
Well, and, like, I saw a few people write things about, like, oh, well, yes, that Marvel was good. Or, I mean, Avengers was good, but that wasn't because of Disney. They just hired people to do a good job. But that's
gonna,
the whole point, is
yeah,
they
the
can
point.
Hire people
they
to
can
do
this.
Good job.
I mean, we're talking about the company that hired – they just hired James Gunn to direct a Marvel movie. I mean, like, they're making some pretty bold choices here, and I think that's awesome.
Saw someone say that they were just going to have Tim Burton do it, and Johnny Depp was going to be, like, Han Solo or something like that.
People need to just get over their dumbness.
All I know is
not to mention
this.
Also, as Derek has said, and I completely agree with Derek here, like, there's nowhere to go but up.
Right, yeah, exactly.
The franchise. I mean,
I guess it's possible to build our hopes up and then have it be terrible
and
again.
Derek just pointed something out. The guy that runs Disney now gave the Batman franchise to Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, there's some good decision making going on there.
Yes, and I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be lots of questions. You know, a lot of people are going to be like, oh, you know, people are already going crazy about the next Star Wars movie.
What source are they going to use?
Who's going to direct? I could definitely. I don't know. I mean, I think Joss Whedon's got his hands full with Avengers 2. But I don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of speculation. We'll see. I think anybody could be good.
Well, I think it would be weird, but like, I would love to see. Okay, the way that J.J. Abrams handled Star Trek and made it like amazing, that's what we need. And I think that could happen again.
Derek says, I heard the movie is going to be a Boba Fett standalone directed by Hayao Miyazaki. It's 100% happening.
Well, it'll be, Boba Fett Origins.
Yeah. But another exciting thing that I'm looking forward to because of this is, like, maybe this will be the resurgence of LucasArts video games. Disney will embrace things like Maniac Mansion, Day of the Tentacle, like...
They could bring back
some of these properties that they've been not using full throttle. Disney Interactive, I don't know if they're that good, but Warren Spector is one of the best video game designers, I think, out there. And
have you seen any stuff on the new Epic Mickeys? Like, have you gotten over your, like...
I can't get over the fact that the first one is terrible. When the second one was released, we'll see, I guess.
Well, you know, there's two more coming out.
Spectre as a game designer. I also think that they can that LucasArts has some good people on their team, and I think the combined efforts, and they'll have them. You know, maybe this will be the like they can use. Just they have some good properties, and hopefully, maybe. And Disney churns stuff out, man. At the very least, maybe we could get some releases of like old LucasArts stuff that is not out yet. You know,
that's true. But you saw that there's two Epic Mickeys.
Speaking of, you know, the first item of business for Disney, because they got that library now.
What's that? I don't know.
I think we're going to see like a real Blu-ray release for the original trilogy.
Oh, yes. Oh, well.
You know that's happening.
Absolutely.
Like in its rightful. Because if anybody is going to do that, it's Disney.
They'll give it to us. They know we want it. They know they'll make bank on it. And the thing is if they do that, it's going to be like instant like goodwill with all the Star Wars people.
Yeah.
That's going to be like, oh, yes, it's in good hands. Yeah.
And I think they know how to make solid releases. And, you know, I mean, we could even go so far as like we could see a real Star Wars Christmas special release. Because you know Disney does not tolerate the bootlegs.
Oh, no. So that's going to be – that'll be like the first time ever we were not going to see that at like conventions. That will be shut down.
I could definitely see that getting shut down immediately.
Okay. I have to detour back though real quick so we don't forget it.
Sorry.
There are two Epic Mickey games coming out.
There's a portable sequel.
There's the 3DS one is actually a sequel to the Castle of Illusion.
Whoa! Okay,
on that
sparked
Sega.
My entrance.
And it's a direct sequel to that, but it also integrates elements of the Epic Mickey story.
Okay.
So it's a 2D like side scroller, more or less, but with like 3D effect, obviously. But you have like the paint things, and it's set in that same world. So that one, even if you didn't like the first one, has major potential because that other game is really cool.
I agree. That is one of the best Disney games that ever came out.
Yes, so there's good things happening there too. All right.
Not to mention, I mean, you got things like, you know, because then you got to think like, well, now like, could Pixar do something? But they have yet to do something that's not their own property. So I don't know where if Lasseter and those guys have any interest. But I think because like they Pixar is an autonomous thing, I could definitely I think that's a good sign. Like, you know, like I think this is another one of those examples. Like Disney didn't like, you know, when they have something good, they you know, they let them do their own thing. Like,
right, they still have their own identity. They're still Pixar.
Yeah, and I think Lucasfilm will remain Lucasfilm. And not mention the like now there's not going to be as many hurdles like getting new, like, cause, you know, like two of the best rides in the park are Lucasfilm rides.
Right.
And I hopefully now we can get a new Lucasfilm ride, like that would be awesome.
Isn't Indiana Jones down? Like, are they
they're doing a major refurb because they were having some. It finally got so bad with certain things breaking down all the time that I think it's back. It's going to be back before the holidays, so they're almost done. Okay.
Speaking of Pixar, like did December. You see like what the new Pixar movie or one of the new Pixar movies is going to be? Yes, no.
I don't. There's so many.
From the world of Cars, they're doing an airplane spinoff.
I believe it.
That's dumb. It's sad though because I feel like Pixar is such high quality except for that. It's,
as Derek just pointed out, that's direct to video.
It is a direct to video. It's okay. Maybe it's not Pixar. Well, still. Still, it's a shame that they're sullying their name because I still associate it with them.
But anyway, it's still the world of Cars. So I don't know. I'm over being mad about the direct to video stuff. It's for preschool age kids. I'm sure little kids love it. Yeah. They make if that kind of stuff makes the money that makes the stuff that I like. Then
that's true. That's a good way to look at it.
And I feel like, you know, that is one of the things that Lasseter really stressed is he wanted to make the direct-to-video stuff. Like he tried at first to just stop it altogether, but that got, you know, like, hey, we make a lot of money off of this stuff. But I feel like maybe he has tried to increase the quality.
Yeah. Although, well, and slow down the releases.
But I don't know about that. There's like four Tinkerbell movies.
Yeah, but those ones, I feel like that's a separate thing that was directly made for.
Nope. Derek is right. And the Tinkerbell movies were intended to be theatrical.
Right. But what I mean is that series or that whatever, that franchise, I know that's a spinoff from Peter Pan, but it's never been theatrical quality. So it's not like they ruined something that was good in the first place.
I guess.
Because I don't think any kid watches that and goes, oh, this is Tinkerbell that was part of Peter Pan. It's a whole different thing. She talks in it. It's like a completely different thing.
Yep. And they're already on their second Tinkerbell voice.
Yeah. So, you know, that doesn't worry me, but
Mae
I like
Whitman
your idea.
Is the Tinkerbell voice now.
Who is?
Mae Whitman from Parenthood and Arrested Development.
Oh, cool. That's her. She's. Wow. I did not know that.
What?
That was her.
Well, originally it was Brittany Murphy, and she died.
Well, yeah. So, my favorite possibilities of crossovers include Muppets and Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty awesome.
Well, maybe we could get, like, an official, like, Pigs in Space Star Wars
oh my God,
crossover.
Yes.
That would be freaking awesome.
That's so good.
Derek says, did you know Peter Pan died of a heroin overdose in an abandoned building? What are you talking about?
Like, I think he's
Bobby Driscoll? Oh, okay. Huh.
The voice of Peter Pan. I did not know that, although it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. I was excited about the LucasArts stuff, but as Derek immediately pointed out, like, I'm excited about Blu-rays, and they do already have tons of Muppet Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, but I mean like an actual crossover, like actually doing stuff within that universe more. Okay, no. Oh my gosh, mind blown just now. Muppet Babies. Think of all the like Lucasfilm stuff that they did in Muppet Babies.
Yeah, maybe but they still don't have the rights to all the other stuff.
Well, at least we can get the Indiana Jones and Star Wars.
But if anybody
episode.
Can get that stuff done, it's probably
Disney can.
But they've had it. They've had it for
Yeah, but now they have Lucasfilm, which is like a good chunk of that stuff.
Yeah, but there's tons of other clips.
There is, but the one specifically that I want to see are that dude. They did a Muppet Babies Indiana
they
Jones.
Did
and
do
the Temple
a, they
of Doom.
Did a Muppet Babies Indiana Jones, and they did a Muppet Babies Star Wars.
I know. At least give us those episodes because they have that stuff. Maybe they could start rolling them out as they like, you know, gradually acquire the rest of the entertainment universe.
Yeah, as they seem to be.
What's the next one? What's the thing they're going to buy next?
I don't know. I feel like everything's bought.
They're going to buy Nickelodeon? Disney Nickelodeon?
I don't know. That's like their biggest – that is their biggest competitor.
Yeah.
As Derek pointed, they're going to buy the rights to Chick Tracks and make animated
– Matthew said they're buying the rights to Coke. Because they don't have like the food market nailed down enough. That's true. Then they – like they could really make some money on their like snacks in the park if they just owned all that.
Coke owned a studio in the 80s. What studio did they own in the 80s? Columbia Pictures, really. Huh. Didn't know that. This is Derek's movie trivia time. Sponsored by Coke.
Coke.
Okay, well, so anything else exciting on your end, Phil?
Well, aside from the entertainment world excitement today, my son Luke has been barfing all day, so.
Why is he barfing?
I don't know.
Ice cream at Farrell's?
No, because it's been 2 days. I don't know. I'm hoping he doesn't have the flu. Maybe it just
because this is because he's so excited.
Yeah, as soon as that's true. Just right when I found out about Lucasfilm that he started vomiting everywhere. So
he couldn't contain his excitement.
Dad, it's so awesome. By the time I'll be old enough to watch it, by the time it comes out,
we will talk about Furls in a little bit.
Yes. So that was pretty much my day. Is checking back to see if people responded to my Star Wars related posts on Facebook and cleaning up barf.
Well, that sounds fun.
That's good.
Wait, are you just like letting him still run around and barf everywhere?
No, but like at first I thought it was just an isolated incident. It was oatmeal, peach oatmeal.
He has a sheet.
And so, yeah, no, Matthew's right. So eventually we just set up a sheet and he's not allowed to play anywhere off the sheet.
It's like putting him down on newspaper.
And basically, because after the second
incident,
why don't
you just give him like a bucket?
Because he's not old enough to like aim. So he has
really?
To have like, oh, I'm
what,
serious.
Is it just like projectile everywhere?
Yes. He was sitting there. Okay. This is, okay. I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to tell the story. So
I like stories.
I'm taking a poo. All right. I'm sitting there taking a poo. And the door to the bathroom leads right into Audrey's bedroom.
Okay.
And Luke and Audrey are playing in the bedroom there. And all of a sudden I hear, Daddy, Luke's throwing up again. And I open up the door. Like I lean over as I'm still sitting and I open the door and I look in and Luke's standing there like kind of like spinning back and forth almost like Exorcist and like just spraying barf everywhere. And I'm like, hold still, don't move. Oh, and he's like, and like I have to, you know, finish my business real fast so that I can get in there to him, and it was horrible. So yes, he's on a sheet now because I don't want to deal with that anymore. Yeah, so he's gone through a few sheets. So I don't know. Hopefully,
so gross.
Hopefully he's through it now. Maybe he cleared his system out. So anyway. Also, the last thing he had to drink was like some fruit punch in the morning. I let him have some fruit punch, so everything's been pink. So there's a nice pink stain on the carpet
awesome.
Too. Yeah. That's been my day, that and Marvel.
Cool. I thought it was funny that as soon as he said the word poop, Josh logged in.
Yeah, I know. We waited for him. Welcome, Josh.
Yeah.
We saved all the poo talk for you.
The poo and puke talk.
Yeah.
That time of the show.
Yeah, hey, we made it 18 minutes in before we got
room.
To that.
Okay, well, how about we do some reader mail?
Yes, let's do that.
So Jerry writes, hey guys, no, I haven't seen any of the other Up series that are out there. Last time I looked them up, they weren't easily accessible, not on Netflix or streamable. And you said there are, Phil.
Well, I looked into it a little closer, and it's kind of goofy. There's one, the South Africa one is on there, but
what's
it's only like when they're 21, and there's no earlier or later episodes.
That's
so
weird.
Like, yeah, kind of pointless.
Okay, I just want to address the fact that Derek says this is a stolen segment from Popsicles. You can't claim ownership of listener
mail.
Like every show does that.
Plus, we don't even call it listener mail; we call it reader mail.
Yeah. So stop. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
You can sue Nintendo Power.
Yeah. Or every magazine ever.
Brendo acquires reader mail. Okay.
All right.
Then she says, I know there are series from Germany, Japan, the USSR/Russia, Sweden, South Africa, and the US. Oh, there's a US one?
Yeah, they did like a 2000. Like they started over again in 2000.
I think they would all be fascinating. Oh, and here we go. P.S. Devil Wears Prada is overrated. Meryl Streep as an evil person just doesn't seem like much of a stretch to me.
Yep.
Back me up here, Phil.
Fully
agree. She's a nice lady. Actually, that movie is like, what? You don't even know her.
She's egocentric. She always gets up and goes, oh, I got nominated again.
What are you talking about?
Look at her last acceptance speech.
Oh, God.
She's so full of herself. I'm the best actress of my generation.
Yes, that's totally what she says. Actually, that movie is like a double whammy because I don't like Anne Hathaway either. What is wrong with you? Same deal as Meryl. I know she's good, but just can't stand her. Oh, at least you admit that you are in the wrong. This is a breaking news update from Derek Armijo.
Yes.
Mark Hamill tweets about episode 7. I cannot comment on my involvement at this time. Oh,
that means he's in.
That's basically.
Okay, if they don't get the original cast, at least in some form or another, then they're just dumb. And they're not, so they will.
You know, do you think old man Ford will even want to do it?
Oh, he'll do it. If there's enough money. They'll just write a story about how him and Leia have kids and he has to go save him back.
Where's my family?
Give me back my family. Give me back my family from the dark side.
If they don't get Ford, they can get Mumbles from Dick Tracy. So they can get Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, they're, see, that, yeah.
It's, where's my space family?
Okay,
where's my lightsaber?
No, so Han's
where's Lando?
Princess Leia. Han Solo and Princess Leia are on the Millennium Falcon when Darkseid terrorists come and take over and kidnap his family, and he's got to go through the like smugglers things under the deck to find, you know, to sneak
get
around.
Get off my Falcon! okay, as Derek Armijo writes, who would play Jason and Jaina? Jaina?
I think those, Jaina sounds better.
Those are Leia and Han's kids. Right.
If it is pronounced Jaina, they should probably change that before the movie.
Jaina. Yeah. Who do you think?
Their kids?
Oh, no. I think they would have... No more kids in Star Wars movies.
No, yeah. They need to be...
They need to, like, fast forward.
They need to be in, like, their early 20s by the point time that they come in. Which would make sense, because, you know, if you fast forward...
Do you think somewhere, like, Jake Lloyd is like, are they going to call me? Yeah. Can I get a phone call?
Am I going to get back
to
that?
No, but he wouldn't. It would be Hayden Christensen. But he's dead, so no. No Anakin.
Yeah, we don't have to deal with that. Although, whose ghost might be floating around?
Ghost Anakin.
Ghost Anakin. I don't know. I can't even think of someone good. Because it depends. Like, are they going to go for the exact same like stuff as the novels? Are they going to go completely
different
direction?
I think they should just get Joseph Gordon-Levitt because he's the franchise.
The franchise,
guy.
Yeah.
and Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, right.
He's also the franchise saver.
That'd be good.
Ted McGinley.
Yeah, he's like the opposite though of Ted McGinley.
Jeremy Renner is the opposite of Ted McGinley.
Yeah, he's like his bizarro Ted McGinley.
Ted McGinley's like the franchise cooler. And,
yeah. Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner's the other. What's the opposite of the cooler? The lucky.
Warmer upper.
The luck. But casinos don't have like luck, guys.
Yeah. He makes them on a streak. I don't know.
The streaker?
Yeah, he's the streaker. He's the movie streaker, the franchise streaker.
Okay, well, good. Awesome. Things are happening, guys. This is exciting.
It's a
good time.
Big day.
I can't believe we are all talking about Star Wars.
Like, yeah, well, not just that, but every person on Facebook, whether they would ever talk about nerd stuff or not, is talking about it.
Well, they did a good job.
Oh, yeah. It's the thing to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, Josh. I hate everything.
Josh's worst nightmare is just that more movies will be made, period.
Wah, wah.
What if, let's ask Josh here. What if they got Nicolas Cage in on it? would you shut up about it then?
Nicolas Cage is all the parts. He's too good for that series.
He'd be the new Sith Lord.
Okay.
He's the one that's like bringing the Sith back.
Yeah. I don't want this to turn into us arguing with Josh, because that'll happen the next time. That'll happen on Saturday.
Okay, I could see Nicolas Cage with like heavy makeup being like an emperor type role. I think it'd be good.
All right.
Maybe with his head, like they could do an effect where his head's on fire. But he's a.
Do you remember when Disney was thinking of opening a fast food restaurant? No, I don't.
Yeah, it's called the hot dog stand at the end.
What if they decide to do so with Star Wars? The Star Wars restaurant?
Star Wars restaurant.
As long as they don't have a black burger.
Yeah, like, I don't see how much couldn't they have made more appealing Star Wars food?
Yeah.
Than that, like, Burger King. Isn't it Burger King that did that?
Yeah, but it was only in, like, South Africa.
Yeah, but still the pictures of it are like, ugh.
Or, no, it was in Dubai. Because Cracked actually flew somebody to Dubai to try the. I'm not even joking. Like, how great a job. Like, yeah, I'm flying to Dubai just to try this burger.
So I can write an article about the 10 weirdest things that fast food places.
Well, they made a video about it.
Oh, I just read the little.
Well, they did the article, but then they also. Yeah. And then BuzzFeed sent somebody too. Like, that was somebody's assignment.
Yeah.
Fly to Dubai and eat this black hamburger. It's an amazing world we live in.
Yeah.
I want those jobs. They don't pay anything, but still. Like, bloggers work for pennies.
Yeah, but if you get in on the right site, though, it could work well.
Yeah, but when they write a book, bought by AOL.
Well, but when one of those, like, cracked guys writes a book, they sell copies.
Well, that's true. I mean, look at, what's his face? John dies at the end, guy.
Yeah.
And then made a movie. And he got a sequel. Josh likes it. okay, so Senses right, Fail writes, aha, you are thinking of the band Senses Fail. I went for Senses Failed on Facebook as my gamer tag on Xbox.
Okay, I saw this letter and I did a little research.
There is a band, Senses Fail.
There is a band. Okay, there's two bands. I was right. There's a band called Senses Fail, and there's a band called Sensefield.
What the heck is Sensefield?
It's another like an indie rock band type thing, whatever. But
do you have their CD?
I don't, but I Wikipedia'd it, and there's two different bands that have similar names. So there's a reason I was confused. There's Sensefield and Senses Fail, and and our listener is Senses Failed.
Okay,
so that
now
was
it's time for. Random Mario Flowers questions.
He's got a lot. This is good. Let's do it.
Number one, I rip audiobooks to listen to while at work. I guess that was in response to us, like, who rips stuff nowadays.
Yeah,
so I guess if you don't want to buy an audiobook with, like, DRM, like, the DRM on Audible is terrible. Like, you can – if you try to use it on, like, more than, like, three devices, it's locked. It locks you out, and it's, like, stupid.
Right.
So I think – people buy CDs of audiobooks still and then rip them. You can buy them on like Amazon and stuff, but they're expensive, like MP3s.
Yeah.
So I guess that's still a viable
thing.
There
you go. Those drives need to be there.
Just get a USB one. They're cheap.
Well, that's true.
Or buy a normal computer that doesn't cost $5,000. I always thought that the guy eating on the Jurassic Park toilet was caught with his pants down. Okay, I'm going to have to consult with Jurassic Park expert Derek Armijo.
Okay, well,
let's ask this question because I didn't go back to the movie. I did.
I researched it.
Okay, so we don't need to consult with Derek.
We don't need although he's feel free to chime in if you have any thoughts.
So we had a debate about this last week. Was the lawyer on the toilet? He was in the bathroom, but was he actually on the toilet? Was he going to the bathroom or not?
Here's the story. So the, you know, T-Rex is coming. He freaks out and runs and he goes into the bathroom.
Are his pants down?
He hides in the bathroom, but he sits on the toilet. He's hiding like in the stall.
With his pants down?
But his pants are up. He is wearing pants.
So he was not going to the bathroom.
So he was not going to the bathroom. He just ran in there to hide, which doesn't make sense. Like,
that's just our subliminal.
Well, okay, there's two things. First of all, it wouldn't make sense if he was like, and he runs in the bathroom and then takes a dump when he knows the dinosaur.
But I thought maybe he got out to go to the bathroom.
No. He saw it and he flipped out and ran into the bathroom to hide.
So what if he just had a sudden case of diarrhea?
The confusion comes from this. He's wearing like a suit thing, but he's wearing short pants.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it kind of looks like if you were just glancing.
He's wearing like those safari pants.
Right. So his legs are bare. So on a, you know, casual glance, it might look like that. But I went through and paused it and triple checked, and he is wearing pants.
Wow. See, the work that gets done.
Hey, we take our job seriously here at Radio Breno Man. So
there you go. Good job on that, Phil, because I did not have time to look at the tape.
Well, thank you to YouTube also, because I didn't have to like pull the DVD out.
What, did you just type Tyrannosaurus Rex attack? I guess that's a pretty.
I put Tyrannosaurus.
I guess that's a pretty key scene.
Yeah.
So
there was about 20, you know, versions of it. But yes, I cross checked and it's there. He's wearing the pants.
Okay.
Mystery solved.
And Matthew just posted the clip, I think.
Yeah.
Ever have
like
a okay? Here we go. Ever have a product malfunction on you, buy a replacement, and later found another way to activate the product?
I couldn't think of an example of this for me, but have you?
I've known that things like that happen. I couldn't think of things like that for me. I have had instances where I thought I lost a Netflix movie, so I reported it missing, and then I didn't, and then I found it like a couple years later. So then I kept it.
Janelle just did something like that. You know, she gets those Scholastic books.
Janelle lost something?
Yeah, I know. Shocker,
wait,
right?
Wait. Stop. Stop the show. We need to talk about how did this happen.
You know, like Scholastic,
so not
the
like
ones
her.
You order from at school, you know, the little paper catalogs?
Yeah, dude, I love that.
So those are awesome, and she still does those. And because she's a teacher, like if kids order them, she gets points and she gets free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she got a ton because her kids ordered a lot, so she ordered a bunch of free books. And when the order came, they were missing like 5 books, and she was like really upset. And so she wrote them, and they're like, oh, we'll send them out right away. And then like an hour later, she like moved her paperwork on her desk, and the books were there on her desk. And she wrote back, and they're like, ah, you can just keep them for free.
So she lost them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lost them like on her desk where she was looking.
That's a shocking thing. Because this is not somebody that frequently thinks they lose their keys and then later finds them in their purse. That has never happened.
Oh, no.
Never.
In fact, the rule is if something is lost, she's probably sitting on it. So
don't you? Yeah, you have like a – she has like a – I would say like an hour rule before anything can officially be
considered
lost.
We're not
allowed to
report anything.
Although there was the time where her purse did get stolen.
Her purse did get stolen. That's true. One time. So
and I found it with my expert detective skills.
Oh, my gosh. We were like a private detective team. That was
dude, I'm like, if I were the thief, I get spooked. That would lead me, because we immediately thought it was the cart boy.
Right.
And we're like, so we're the cart boy. We steal the purse. We get spooked. Where would we go? So right by the cart return
like
is
way out
the
trash
in the parking lot. Can, and we look, and sure enough, and I'm opening, and I'm like, then it would be right in here. Open it up, and there it is.
It was like
bam.
A movie.
It was like perfect.
Meanwhile, we were like interrogating the guys inside, and like
dude,
found
the
guy that
the
did
suspect.
It.
We got him so freaked out that he never came. Didn't he like quit his job?
Yeah, he ditched
he
work.
Never
like
came
they said,
back
oh, he
work.
Wasn't feeling well, and
oh,
he left.
And then we figured
back.
Out that there was cameras,
uh-huh.
And you made them look at the camera.
Yep, we looked up the footage, and they found like the footage of the person taking it.
But then they could never get the guy because
well, he never came back, and they said, well, he lost his job, blah blah blah, but. And like
but
we reported it to local police, and they were like, "Yeah."
I remember at first, like the supervisor was not being at all.
No, not
like,
at all
cooperative.
But we did
like,
we did a classic.
A crime
sit-in.
Has occurred here. Stop trying to get us to go away.
Yeah.
Like the lady freaked out when we called the cops because at first she was like, and then like we called the cops, and then she's like, "Oh crap!" Like
yeah, then she got all cooperative. But of course, the guy had taken off by that point.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once the cops got involved, they were, I mean, mildly helpful at first. And then they said, yeah, even when we had video footage of him taking it, and they're like, yeah, we can't really.
That is
evidence,
a crime.
Evidence stuff. We can't do anything.
And they, so. He stole the. That idiot probably still has that good DS.
The gold Zelda DS Lite with all the trappings.
And you know who was surprisingly helpful? Was GameStop.
Yeah. Oh, they were cool.
Because right away we're like, okay, so you have the stolen thing. There's a GameStop right here. Let's go over there. And they even were like, yeah, this happens quite a bit. They didn't have it, but they did take down, like, we gave them our information. They're like, we will call you.
We had the serial number.
And they said, we will call you if this turns up.
And it never did, but they checked back with me, though.
And they were extremely helpful. So obviously, like, GameStop. So, wow, you know, I mean, I was surprised.
Yeah,
GameStop was actually more helpful than the police.
Oh, definitely. They were much more cooperative. but the best part was that they got the DS Lite, which was a bummer because it was, you know, that's like 130 or something like that.
Janelle recovered her wallet with everything.
With her wallet, which had
a comp other Disney things, tickets.
She had like eight comp Disney tickets.
There is
tickets
at least
in there.
Eight free, like that's like $800.
Which, yeah, worth a lot more.
And like, if somebody had just grabbed them, you didn't need anything to use them. They work like normal tickets.
They're good for Walt Disney World.
They were like live. Like you could have just taken that to a gate. Somebody would have scanned it without even thinking twice.
Yep.
They were cast member comp tickets. And she had she had a bunch of them.
And they didn't get that. And there was a lot of other stuff like that. Like
credit cards.
Movie tickets. She had a bunch of those like gold, you know, movie tickets.
There were some gold passes.
Like all that stuff.
There was a lot of stuff that was like if I were a guy, like, but I don't think he had time. I think without thinking, he took it, and then he panicked.
Do you remember how we knew it was the cart guy, too?
Well, we saw one of the other cart guys.
Well, no. Okay, before that, though. Okay, remember what happened is she left the cart. She left a purse in the cart.
Yes.
Like, for a couple minutes. And the
cart. It was less than a minute.
We parked the cart next to this other cart that someone had left a dirty diaper in. Remember this? And we were like, oh, that's gross. Like, someone left a dirty diaper sick. And then we came back, and the cart plus the dirty diaper cart were both put away.
Yeah.
Which meant our logic was it had to be a cart person because someone else wouldn't have gone anywhere near a cart that had a diaper in it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because other, you know, if you're just a normal person, you're not going over to
the dirty diaper.
But those dudes have to. So it had to be a cart guy that got the purse. And that was how we got to it.
That was like our super logic.
That was the best. It was the Sherlock best purse stealing ever.
As Derek points out. Okay, well, hey, there we go.
Yeah.
So this is his story. Derek saw Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh my gosh, how awesome was it?
Without any spoilers. It's another Derek breaking one of the best movies of the year.
Yes, I knew it. Okay, good.
That's what everybody's – I know that – I almost got into a screening – we would have had to postpone because it was going to be today.
That would have been worth it.
Less Roger Rabbit and more Toy Story. Ooh.
Still, that's great things, though.
Awesome. I'm super excited. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, that looks amazing. We're taking the kids.
Stay for the very end. Oh, see, here you go. We're giving you – this is the Derek.
Oh, good.
Derek,
I always stay for the very end, though, just for – To calm your worries there.
I also stay for the end also out of acknowledgement for the hard work, the people that put in all the hard work.
Credits. You got the music over the credits, which sometimes is very good.
A lot of the music is the best. I mean, it's not quite, as Derek pointed out to me, it's not like the early 90s where there were a lot of songs about the film that you just saw.
Right.
Like especially
mostly
raps.
Rap ones.
Oh, dude. They were... They don't quite really do that as much anymore these days.
It's a different time.
It is. But there's still some good ones.
Yeah.
Addams Family Whoop There. Addams Family being the best. Yes.
Yeah.
There was the Addams Family Whoop There It Is song. There was also the Hammer one. Whoop There It Is was for Addams Family Values, wasn't it?
I think so. That's the second one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one was the Hammer song at the end.
Yeah.
I like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles rap song. The T-U-R-T-L-E power.
Oh.
From the first one. I'm not talking about Ninja Rap. I'm talking about the first one.
At the end, the credits one. I also love, like, any of the spoof ones where they had, like, funny stuff written in the credits. Like, they'll have, like, recipes or jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah. My other favorite credit song is the Star Wars. I'm not Star Wars. South Park, Through the Eyes of a Child with Michael McDonald. And like it's like one of those cheesy, but then he just starts saying like things like my brother will detail your car for like $20. Like just plus it's like Michael McDonald's like was really serious like older people singer, you know,
right?
But he's being really funny. So yeah. Okay, so here's the story. Recently, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter for the Xbox 360 had issues and wouldn't load, so I ended up getting a new one off Amazon for $4. That game also had issues, so I turned off the modem. What modem? That's what I don't understand. We're talking about cable modem? Like, does he have a phone line modem? If anybody has a phone modem, it would be Mario Flowers.
It could be why it wasn't working. I don't know.
And loaded the game, then turned the modem back on, then tested the old game, and that's the way to load that game from now on. That makes no sense. But that's
I don't know. I figured it was an Xbox thing because I don't know what you're talking about.
Xbox doesn't have them, but maybe he's thinking of like a router, wire, cable modem.
Yeah, maybe it's his own. Yeah, maybe
cable modem. Like I have a cable modem now. Still, it's weird.
But maybe, like, his modem, maybe he's just talking about he turned off his
internet. But what would that have to do with the game? That's what doesn't make sense.
Maybe that's what he's saying. It's a good, maybe that's
that is random. Well, that's something to check.
All right.
And as Matthew points out, modem does sound funny.
Modem?
Modem. Nobody says it anymore.
Yeah, I turned on the modem to check my Facebook.
It is a cable modem. That is a correct terminology.
It is. But you don't talk about it anymore.
Well, it doesn't make the funny sounds.
Yeah, which I think is our loss. Although I remember being very impatient.
Oh, yeah.
Sound took a long time to get going.
Remember Biola? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
If everybody was trying to connect, how and slow. Then, yeah. Like, it would slow down. Like, it was already slow, and then it would slow down to a super crawl. And you could never call anybody on campus.
Yeah, can you believe that once upon a time you couldn't use the phone at the same time as the internet?
Yeah, but like everybody, like most of the campus, like our my freshman year, like sophomore year is when everybody got Ethernet. But
right.
Freshman year and before, that was all, most people were on dial-up unless you had a Mac and you were on Apple Talk. But everybody was on modem, so you could never call anybody in their dorm room because everybody was online.
Right, like all the time.
Like my mom would like get so mad because she's like, I can never call you. And I'm like, wow, this is a terrible problem.
Come to think of it, problem solved.
Yeah, modem.
All right, modem.
If safety was guaranteed, would you podcast from within the eye of a hurricane?
Yes.
Totally. If his safety was guaranteed.
Yeah, safety is guaranteed. That'd be cool. All right. That was an easy one.
The fate of humanity depends on you defeating what dramatic video game?
Well, I'd have to say Legend of Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
Why? Then we'd all die.
Because then maybe someone... Oh, wait. Of me defeating it? I should have read that more carefully.
What? Out.
I thought if someone would defeat it, then I could see the ending, you know. I could see someone prove that they could beat it. All right.
This question actually makes sense.
Yes, it does. And I messed it up. You blew it. All right. Me defeating what dramatic video game? Probably the original Super Mario Brothers, because that takes, like, I don't know, 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, because you can warp.
Yeah. Or Super Mario Brothers 3, actually. Well, I don't know. That's
one of the Marios. I could do Super Mario Brothers 3 pretty quickly.
Yeah, that one you can get through pretty quick if you know what you're doing.
Bad Dudes. With the Konami code, my brother and I could beat Bad Dudes in like 10 minutes.
That's true. I think the original Contra, too, like with the code.
I don't know. Even then, that was still pretty rough.
But you can get through it pretty quickly if you have the code and two people.
And you're good.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we're good. So that why would humanity's fate be dependent on us if we're good?
Remember when you and I tried to play Contra on the DS with the code and we still couldn't beat it?
Yeah, but that's fun, though.
Like, we tried a lot.
we need to come over and we need to play.
Yeah, I'm totally going to come over right now.
Should. Come on.
Drive for 3 hours.
Come on. Come on up. Okay.
This thing called the internet that you can play games over. It's amazing.
Yeah, but the old DS games and stuff. Plus, we need to play. We still haven't finished Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
That was like 4 years ago.
I know. What happened?
That was like when I was unemployed.
I know.
You had, and then you had a kid.
Those were good times, though. But remember, we played it a bit while Audrey was little because she was asleep for part of it. So
yeah, she slept a lot more in those days. Yeah,
that doesn't happen anymore.
And when she didn't sleep, we could just put her in like that playpen thing.
Yeah,
can't do that either.
Yeah.
Not now that would be considered inhumane at this age. Why is it not at a certain age, at one age, and then it's not okay at another?
I don't know. At what point does that just become cruel?
I guess there's a period where that's like a gray area.
Probably. It probably is, because I'm sure people do it long after they really should.
They're called child abusers?
Yeah, but there is a certain point when that's like a really good activity is for them to have
definitely.
Like an enclosed space.
Like, you know, you put them, you know, for a while she had just the playpen. Then she had like the bouncy thing. And you could put her in there for a little long time. Oh, and the rocker thing.
Yeah.
They had a couple different things you could just put her in.
And you got like the tummy time little thing, like the little tunnel that they play in.
Yeah.
And that's good because it gets them to lift their head up. Yeah. So at some point, that's no longer cool.
I guess it's when they can like talk.
Yeah, like if right now I was like, Audrey, go in your thing.
No.
No, I don't want to. Yes. You're playing in there whether you like it or not.
Yes, I have read about this. Have you read about those fetish guys that like to be put into cribs and changed and put in a playpen?
No, I have not.
I saw this on My Strange Addiction.
Ah, okay.
It's a thing.
That's a thing.
It's really creepy.
All right, yeah, that's... All right.
Okay, we did that one. Have you guys been watching the World Series?
No.
What country did the Giants beat? That's what everybody says. Okay, here's why I think baseball kind of can say World Series, because there are teams, there are players from all over the world in the...
That's true.
And the only country besides us that really cares about baseball is Japan. Having traveled the world... I can say that many countries do not care about baseball.
But wait, there are...
South American countries do. And there are
Canada.
Canadian teams.
There's Canadian teams.
But any good player from Canada is in the major league. Same thing with most other countries.
But there's major league Canadian teams.
If you are... No. Oh, yeah, there is. Montreal's gone. So you say the one that's not there anymore.
Oh, there is
Toronto.
Okay,
and that's
fine.
That's it.
Well, there were when I was collecting baseball cards a long, long time ago.
There's Toronto Blue Jays, and that's it.
All right. Still. So there's another – so that's world.
And as my roommate told me, most people in Toronto don't root for the Blue Jays. They actually root for the Detroit Tigers.
What?
It's pretty close.
Huh. All right.
Because Curtis is not a Toronto Blue Jays fan. He is a Detroit Tigers fan, and he lived in Toronto.
I had no idea.
Because they're really close to Michigan.
And well, and they're probably better. I don't know.
Well, Blue Jays won a couple World Series. Oh. With players from the former San Diego Padres. So you're welcome, Blue Jays.
That's pretty much our baseball talk.
Sports talk. Justin left, so he didn't even get to see it.
Oh.
But so I don't know. I mean, I guess yeah, Japan, they have their whole league in Japan, but it's mostly consists of rookies and American baseball players that aren't good enough to play in the major leagues anymore.
And Tom Selleck.
Oh, see, you guys did jinx, you and Derek.
Oh my gosh, that was like simultaneous.
That was simultaneous.
As Derek was typing that.
Derek has a sports question.
We will do our best to answer.
Wait, Derek, I talked about Mr. Baseball and you asked me what it was. Maybe you just weren't on your
game. Maybe he went out and watched it.
Well, there was Arclight has themed posters each month, and the theme when Derek and I went to see the Perks of Being a Wallflower was sports movies. And so I pointed out that they had Mr. Baseball.
And he did not know Mr. Baseball.
Well, maybe just off the top of his head he didn't. What is the sports question?
He's entering. He's typing.
Oh, gosh. This is
Matthew says, no. I think he's referring to talking about sports.
Well, while he types his sports question, Steven Espinoza gave me a YouTube link. It's on my Facebook page, but I will post it. He said where, not what. Okay. Point to Derek.
All right.
Because I was like, Mr. Baseball.
And he said, where?
Yes, I thought I was.
Okay. So he knows about Mr. Baseball. Okay.
Why aren't the Toronto Raptors the best team of all time? That's a good question, because that is a pretty cool mascot. Do they still exist, though? Do the Toronto Raptors
baseball
still
team?
Exist? No, they came in the same year as the Memphis Grizzlies.
Is that a baseball?
Those are basketball teams.
Did you see what Matthew put? Their
arms are too short. I think the Raptors are still around. I don't even follow basketball enough to know that.
Can you imagine a Raptor trying to dunk?
I think it's because they're an expansion team, and expansion teams...
Is that like when there's more levels?
But the expansion was a long time ago.
Is that when there's more levels and extra weapons and items and stuff?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I understand that then.
Well, maybe they need more Raptors on the Raptors. So did you see this video, Phil?
I did. I watched the video.
Holy crap.
It was super cool.
So it is this found footage movie that these two guys shot at Disneyland.
It's like the Blair Witch Project Disneyland edition.
And it takes place on the Haunted Mansion, and it's freaking awesome.
It's really well done.
And it's really – you could tell, like, if you watch – they don't have a behind-the-scenes video yet, but they have behind-the-scenes photos. They actually filmed a bunch of it on a soundstage. They got a green – they got a blue screen. They even recreated the ride vehicles for a couple shots.
I was wondering. Like, I knew they had to do some
– But some of the stuff they did, and they probably had to – Go through the ride a whole bunch of times.
And the end of the video says, like, nobody involved with Disney helped us with this.
I think they had to maybe have a little bit of help. Because there is a parts where they ride and there is nobody else on the ride.
Yeah, they could have just waited until late at night or something.
When there's absolutely – but have you ever been on where like that, where there's nobody else at all?
Yeah, think about like February midday.
I've done that, and there's like maybe a couple other. I've never been where it's like just me. Maybe there's like a couple other people.
They probably just waited.
That would take a lot of patience. I'm just saying. That's why it's
though. It took a lot of effort.
I think they might have had some insight.
It's possible, or they may have. You know, maybe they said, "Hey, can we like wait in between elevators and let the ride load a little bit?" You know, maybe they just kind of asked, and they were cool to them. One way or another, though, it was really well done, and it was cool.
It was really good.
You should post that. It's on your Facebook, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll post it.
People should. It's called – what was it called? Lost in the Haunted Mansion? I forget what it's called now.
It was called Awesome.
Yeah. Well,
it is called Disneyland Proposal Goes Horribly Wrong in the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, there you go.
But that's I don't know the actual title of the,
that's
like
what
the a title.
YouTube video is called, though, so that's an easy way to find it. So
Missing in the Mansion.
There you go.
If you go to missinginthemansion.com, that will be there. And it's by these guys, the Dawes Brothers. And it's pretty freaking sweet.
I kind of want to watch. I didn't get a chance to because you posted it late, but I wanted to watch some of their other stuff because I bet they
did. Yeah, I didn't
really
get a chance
too.
To watch other stuff either.
But yeah, that was good stuff. Missing in the Mansion.
Yeah.
That's a good title for our thing today. Missing in the Podcast.
Missing in the Podcast.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool though. And
our title today has to be some kind of Disney Lucasfilm reference.
That's true.
What will it be? Let's decide now.
Suggestions in the chat room, anyone?
I'll let Derek title this episode if he wants.
I don't know, Josh
logged off so he could play Xbox.
Is that what he's doing?
I just saw him pop up. That's not cool.
Well, he did.
He came in, get Assassin's Creed 3, and everybody's freaking out about that.
He came in and talked about poop, Nicolas Cage, and Star Wars, and then left. So
Derek says, I am thinking of selling the Brendoman name to Disney.
Some kind of Disney Lucasfilm cast?
That's not even.
Matthew suggests. We'll put that into consideration. My favorite post that I did today on Facebook was, did you see what I put from Popbox?
Yes.
Yeah, I got some, that was fun. That we were considering, you know, selling out to Disney and our next release.
We're mulling an offer.
Yeah. Because why not? They're buying
everything. What if Disney offered us
$50? I think I'd hold out for like 150.
What if they sold it to us for $50 in lifetime passes?
Lifetime passes?
Yes.
They would buy Potbox $50 lifetime passes.
We'd have to give them all the CDs.
For me and my whole family.
We'd get as many as we wanted.
Yeah, that would be worth it. That'd be worth it.
As Derek writes, hold out for being a Disney legend.
Ooh, I would want Club 33 too.
For life?
Lifetime Club 33.
Dude, now you're getting greedy.
And $50.
I would do it for like a year of Club 33. And a lifetime pass to all the parks.
Yeah, all parks. But I'd want Club 33 lifetime.
That's a lot of money, dude.
Because I don't know if I'd be able to afford to do it in the next year.
I don't think we're worth... Disney Legends get lifetime passes to all parks. That's true, but they probably had that before they became Disney Legends. Like, the people that become Disney Legends are like Marty Sklar and Dick Van Dyke and...
And the guys that do pop
Tim Allen.
Music.
Tim Allen doesn't need a lifetime pass. It's Tim Allen. They give them to people that don't need them. They should give them to
seriously. Us. Do you think Tim Allen just walks up to the gate and says, hey, I'm here, can I come in?
Well, you know who did try to do that? Nick Lachey's brother.
Who was he?
Drew. He was in 98 Degrees with Nick Lachey, but nobody remembers him. And yeah, like my first day, he tried to do that, and Haley Duff tried to bring in more than her allotted guests on her gold pass, And I'm like,
maybe
I guess,
Hillary, but not Haley. Huh?
I guess she gets a gold pass just because she's Hillary Duff's sister.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, at the time she had done Napoleon Dynamite, but Disney didn't have any. So I guess they just gave her a gold pass because she's a Duff.
Yeah, I think like that was part of her contract was Duff passes. See, it's the same thing. I would want to ensure that everyone that I know.
But she did, and she tried to get. She brought like five people, and you can only bring in three guests. That's a rule.
Well, I would hold out for five guests if we're selling Potbox.
And she raised a fit, and I was like, no. But so
You didn't vote for Summer?
I didn't vote for Summer. The other person, like, celebrities would try, people with passes would try to do that all the time. I remember Mike Socha, the manager of the Angels, started screaming at me and my manager when we wouldn't let him bring in more guests.
He's the manager of the Angels?
Yeah.
Wasn't he on the Dodgers for a while?
Yes. When he was playing, he was on the Dodgers.
I think I had like a baseball card.
How did you know who that was?
Okay.
Phil, where did you pull that from?
My grandparents love the Dodgers, and so, you know, they took me to some games. And I told you I collect baseball cards when I was a kid.
That's true. You did collect baseball cards. And as Derek pointed out, he was on the Simpsons famous softball episode.
And I have some autographed Mike Socha stuff.
There you go.
I think I have a ball and like a headshot and stuff like that.
Wow.
Picture.
Exciting.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, last time I saw him, he was raising a fit. Oh, no, it wasn't even that he was trying to bring in guests. It was that his wife had already used, because you know with the whole, like, Silver Pass,
right.
You each get one, but if the spouse uses it, the other person can't use it on the same day.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, you remember you and Janelle each had the Blue Pass?
Right.
So it works like that. Like, you couldn't both use it to sign in people on the same day.
You could both come in, but you couldn't both use it to get other people in.
And so he tried to do that, and then when he couldn't, he was flipping out.
Matthew says, isn't Leia Princess Leia?
I've been hearing that all day, I guess.
Day. Well, officially.
Oh?
I think Willie Scott is, too, then.
Who?
Willie? Indiana Jones?
Oh. She's not a princess. Leia's a princess.
She's a princess, isn't she?
No.
Willie
was a lounge singer.
She was a lounge singer, but he called her princess.
Is Princess Mononoke a Disney princess? That's true. He does bring... But does Disney own the Miyazaki films? I guess they do.
I thought the older ones just do
distribution.
I think new ones they actually have a stake in, and older ones they just distribute.
Yeah, they're just doing distribution. They don't own them. And they do, because they do the voices, like the American.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. Oh, yeah, we got two Nintendo Power contest entries.
Yes.
So we're going to read these. They're in two separate categories. That's so they could potentially be the winners, but we are going to extend it. I say we extend it 2 more weeks.
2 more weeks. Okay. Because I know there's some people that are supposedly working on them.
They're supposedly, but I'm beginning to doubt.
So
basically what the contest is we have 3 categories. We would like you to compose a letter in the style of the classic Nintendo Power letters. And the 3 categories are there is Liar's Corner, so you're lying about your accomplishments. There's, in a similar vein, Bragger's Corner, which is like people bragging about their kid or their grandson. And then the third is Nintendo Feats of Amazingness, where your Nintendo has somehow survived a great calamity.
Then did we add one last week or no? Is that, would you keep it at just 3?
I think that's it.
Because we were talking, we did like, someone did jokes and we did a rap and stuff, so.
Oh, we did, we could do rap.
But I don't know, if someone
rap,
wants to
that'd
write.
Be an, if someone wants to do a rap, that'd be like an honorable mention.
Yeah, yeah.
We would give you stickers if you did a
poem
rap.
Or something, yeah. That's worth stickers.
So the prizes are stickers, but if it's exceptionally well, if you do a super, super good job, you could win a CD from Popvox Music.
That's right. So
here we go with the first one. This is from Mark Bolton. He writes, "Dear Nintendo Power, my name is Agnes Gertrude Weatherby from Boca Raton, Florida, and my grandson Scooter loves his Nintendo. I bought it for him 2 years ago, and he's been playing it ever since. He's really good, too. I know it's unusual for a 3-year-old to beat Legend of Zelda, Super Mario Bros. 1, 2, and 3, Mega Man 1, 2, 3, and 4, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Battletoads, The Adventures of Bayou Billy, The Goonies, Ninja Gaiden 1 and 2, Top Gun, Yo Noid, Tetris, Dr. Mario, Yoshi's Cookie, Castlevania 1, 2, and 3, and, oh, this is a good one,
yeah.
Ghosts and Goblins. But he's a very special boy. The Hollywood folks actually heard of my little Scooter and based the wizard on him." As an aside, Derek Armijo asked, what was Yoshi's Cookie?
It was a
puzzle game that was very awesome. After they made that movie, they had Scooter consult on their next big thing. I think it's called a Super Nintendo. He's really excited about it and walks around the house talking about a GameCube. He's so cute, making up imaginary Nintendo products. He loves your magazine, too. He has me buy him 3 copies. One for reading, one for eating his midday snacks on, and one to cuddle up with during his nap. Well, I better go. Scooter just beat Legend of Zelda 2 and needs a diaper change. Keep up the good work, Nintendo Power." That's pretty spectacular.
That's good stuff.
Nicely Derek also
done.
Asked, what was Yo Noid? Was it based on the Noid? Don't you have
yes,
that game, Phil?
Oh, yes, I do.
It is. It's a side-scroller, right?
Side-scroller based on the Noid.
It's the Noid.
And it's super, super hard. But it's really fun. Like, it was one that I played a lot as a kid, and it's kind
of
classic.
One of the many product placement games.
Yeah, but I felt like it was one of the better.
Was it as good as MickKids?
Yeah, I think it's better than MickKids. Although, I don't know. To be fair,
do you think
I don't
the Geico Gecko would get a game nowadays? I don't think. See, that's the thing. Like, I don't think that would happen now. But, like, so you think about it. Chester Cheetah had a game.
Yeah.
The Noid had a game. The 7-Up Spot had 2 games.
The Spot game is fun.
There were 2 Spot games.
Well, yeah. I don't think I ever got the, like, side-scrolling one. But
there was MickKids.
Puzzle one is good.
What else? Does Spuds McKenzie have a game?
Not on Nintendo. That would have been like Sega.
did Fido Ditto have a game? I feel like he had a game.
It's Fido Ditto.
He was a sprite guy, and he had his own clothing line. Or Fido Dido. I think it was Fido Ditto.
I don't know.
A legitimate question that I've been wondering for years, Derek is asking.
Derek is asking in the chat. All right. We got it.
Did the Cheerios Honeybee ever appear in RC Cola ads? Because I kind of remember that.
I'd have to do a little research.
Maybe they had a bee, but it wasn't the Cheerios Honeybee. I don't know. I'm trying to think of if I ever saw any RC Cola ads.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't. Where did
I don't know.
Up?
grew up here.
Okay. Because sometimes, like, you know, other
regions. He was in, like, the Pasadena area.
Okay. So
this is, like, your area.
Yeah. Well, especially that, because that's where I watched my TV at my grandparents' house.
And that's where you
house.
Watched all your TV at your grandparents' house.
So, yeah. We were seeing the same commercials. I don't know. That doesn't sound familiar, but
I have to look that. I have to look that up. Well, but yeah. I now that he brings it up, it kind of, I don't know.
All right, we'll accept that as a nostalgia detective.
That is definitely a nostalgia detective case.
Speaking of which, if you have any kind of movie or pop culture or television or music or anything that you vaguely remember and you'd like us to help resurface, we will be happy to do that. Please send us your nostalgia detective cases.
Cool.
That's our plug. All right, we got another letter to Nintendo Power.
Yeah, sorry, I was looking at my Twitter. Matt Vecchio writes, "Dear Nintendo, I wanted to tell you about my recent experience with my Nintendo system. I accidentally left my Nintendo at my grandma's for the whole summer. Unbeknownst to me, my grandma mistook my Nintendo for a toaster. It was bad. She used my Nintendo to crisp her bread for 8 months. She said it worked well, too. I was nervous to plug it back in when I finally got home, but when I did, it seemed to work better than before my grandma toasted it. Nintendo is the best. Ben Alt."
That's good. And that's
so there
the,
we go. That's the
two different calamity. Categories.
So two categories, two entries.
Those are the front runners right now for sure.
So there we go. That's what you have to beat. Or you could go for the third category, which is the bragger's corner. Or you could do a rap.
Yes. Or poem or jokes, any of those kind of things. We'll accept for a side entry.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Send them in
those entries. Continue sending them in. So far we're on a got a good start to the contest. All right, so what else going on?
Announcements?
Don't forget to listen to us on Stitcher. You can go to RadioBrando.com, just click the Stitcher button. And if you haven't signed up yet for Stitcher, be sure to put in the code BrendoMan, because that will help us out. Steam group update.
Yeah, what are we at?
I don't know.
Do I have to join?
Let me see. I'll find out. Finding out right now. I'm bringing it up.
All right. So for those of you that don't know, we have a Stitcher group. And if we get 24 people.
We have a Steam group, not a Stitcher group.
I said Stitcher group. I meant
we are still at 22 members. So
22. So we need two more. If we get
two more
members in our Steam group, then I will make it 25. And that will be good. So we're getting
close. I just purchased – it was on sale this weekend. I purchased Left 4 Dead 2. So if anyone wants to play some Left 4 Dead 2 – sometime, and a lot of people play that game. I have never played it, so I'm a newbie, so you can kill me a lot. But I bought it for $5, so that's a good deal.
All right. So we're getting close on that. And finally, for announcements, this weekend...
Oh, and I have an update to this announcement. Oh,
okay. November. I think I saw it. But November 3rd is the Long Beach Comic Convention, and we will be there at 5 p.m. We have our panel.
Do you know which room it's in?
I could look, but I don't have it in front of me.
Well, just look at the program, but we are there at 5 o'clock.
We're in the program.
We'll be doing our Webcomics Advocates panel along with Patrick Scullin of Super Siblings.
Who also just announced another book he's working on. So
there you go. So we'll be talking
about
that. We'll be talking about Kickstarters, how to do webcomics. You can promote your webcomics. If you like webcomics, just webcomics.
And candy.
And candy. Sweet,
and I know
sweet
at least
candy.
One person is coming that is confirmed. That is a friend of the show. Matt Frederick is coming.
Nice. Haven't seen Matt in a long time.
I know. It's been a while. But he's already got his tickets and he will be there. So
that is exciting. And we also will be having lunch at – where do we have lunch at?
P.F. Chang's.
P.F. Chang's. So that
you
will be
can,
the
– You can join us
Friendo
there.
Man lunch meeting.
And,
lunch bunch.
You said you had another.
And we have another announcement at from 7. Do you have to pay for the luncheon? Well, you have to pay for your own lunch.
You have to, yeah, you don't have to treat us, but you can. We will
you
accept
could,
that if you want to.
You could pay for us if you want to.
Sure, but yeah.
So from 7 to 9, let me get this up real quick because I want to give the exact.
The right info.
Details here. So our buddy Topher is putting together a thing.
Well, and while you're looking at this, you might remember this. This is the same group that asked Brendo out to do the talk about podcasting a little while ago.
Yes.
And Brendan and I went out and did that.
So this group is called the Just Us Networking League, and they're doing a mixer. It's at L'Opera. L'Opera. It's right up the street from it's a 5-minute walk north from the convention center from 7:30 to 9:30. And, yeah, it'll be fun. So that is a free event. It'll be in the bar lounge area. So you can come check that out.
Very cool.
And Phil, will you be attending?
Possibly. I gotta look. I just saw this today, so I gotta look at the logistics.
Well, it might be good for you to at least attend so we can, cause we gotta start discussing future plans. Yes.
I'm going to make my best effort. I will know more for sure in a little bit. So, but I will at least try to make an appearance. Yes.
Ooh, my toilet brush shipped. I didn't want to go to the store, so
you ordered a toilet brush online.
Amazon, dude, I set up my subscribe and saves for like my staples. Uh-huh. So like I set up a subscribe and save for toilet paper, for dishwashing detergent, for washing detergent, for cereal, and now I don't have to think about it. And it's like super cheap, and you can set it to ship like every 3 months or once every 2 months. And yeah, dude, it's awesome. Well, and it's free delivery to your door.
It's exciting to get stuff in the mail, so I understand that.
But it's like a great thing. Brendo really wants to kill brick and mortar stores. Yes, I do, because I don't want to go there. The grocery store in my house sucks. It's a Stater Brothers. Have you ever been in a Stater Brothers?
I love Stater Brothers.
Ugh.
Do you want to know a fun fact about Stater Brothers?
What?
Which you'll probably mock, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The very first Stater Brothers opened in Yucaipa, California.
I don't like Stater Brothers. That's right.
Dude, it's the heartland of California. They're working hard.
They don't have the things that I want. Like, that's why I had to order
a
toilet brush.
In your backyard. Well, it's a grocery store, not a toilet supply store.
Well, they have other toilet brushes.
Well, wait. You mean other toilet brushes? Not the brand that you
want? Well, no. I want one. It's bad to have a toilet brush that's, like, contained. You want to let them breathe because otherwise they get gross.
So
I want one. I needed to get one with an open holder.
They make contained ones?
Yes. They're all contained now.
I didn't even know that.
Yes. Ugh.
It's I like gross. Not to think about toilet brushes if I
because then they sit there and fester and breed germs. You want them to get air.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
So I had to get one. Plus, it's cheaper on Amazon.
Well, that doesn't mean that all things at Stater Brothers are bad.
I'm not a big fan of Stater Brothers.
But that's not their primary function.
I'm saying is groceries too. They don't have certain brands.
Well, they have other
yes,
good stuff.
I'm killing local businesses to save a few bucks. You know what? That's commerce. I am saving money, and I don't have to get out, go to the store. I don't even have to think about it. Don't vote for Romney, actually.
The best way to
voted.
Get around the issue. Yeah, I like your thing. You already voted to leave you alone about it.
I did, so everybody shut up.
But you have to rotate. You don't go to the same grocery store every time. You go, like, one time you go to
I would
Stater's,
do that, but I live in a weird area where there's only Stater Brothers.
Well, it's probably because the universe is calling out to you and saying you should move to Yucaipa when you're done with that job down there.
No.
I think there's something about that. All right.
Would you let Brendo live in your house? Of course he would.
Yeah.
And be yes. Uncle Brendo, like Uncle Buck. Or like Uncle Joey. Oh, like a live-in uncle.
Like Uncle Joey. He can be out in the...
See, but Uncle Joey wasn't even related to them, really.
Well...
But that'd be like me.
That'd be like you.
I would be like Uncle Joey.
If I remember correctly, you stayed at our house for like a week or so before you moved in with John and Grace.
Yeah.
But back then, we didn't have... Like, we were living in a very small place. So that would have been close quarters for you to live with us then.
Yeah.
That was at like the East Road, like little one-bedroom
I remember
thing.
At one point there was a plan to get like a house
Yeah, together. That's right. We even like went around and looked at them and stuff.
Yes.
But that didn't happen either.
But then I got my own place.
So there've been it's been in the air other times.
There was a plan where we were all going to move to Big Bear when the economy collapsed.
Yeah.
That almost happened.
Ooh, and were you in on it when we almost moved in that place out in the desert? Remember my parents were going to buy like an old retirement home and turn it into like a student apartments out in the desert?
Yes.
Yeah, that didn't happen either. But I think Jeff.
What would my catchphrase be? What would my cut it out be? I don't even know.
No, that's easy. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
But I'd have to. I need like a hand motion.
Oh, that's true.
This is nuts. That's a good one. Yeah.
Luke still sometimes sings. Wait, what's the
Luke? What's the blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah. Blah. That's your lullaby well, for
no.
Luke.
Mine is go to sleep. Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. Blah blah blah. And then yeah, all right.
Sing the teddy bear song to him. Which one? Which teddy bear song? Hello. Oh, from the Elvis one from Full House because they sing it to Michelle. It's true. I just want to be your teddy bear. There you go.
See, perfect. You could live out in the space ceiling room.
So Long Beach Comic Con.
Yes, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, man, you put my other thing here. Did I put that there? Because I knew
no,
that,
I
too.
I put that there.
So we already went over Disney and Star Wars, but here's the other big announcement from today. Well, it wasn't today. It was rumored earlier, but today was confirmed. But it kind of got overshadowed. Bryan Singer is directing the next X-Men movie.
Which is really cool.
But I liked Matthew Vaughn.
Well, it's not a bad thing, but Bryan Singer did a great job with the ones he directed too, so.
But Bryan Singer also has not directed in a while.
That's
I mean,
true.
He directed
Maybe
that
rusty.
Tom Cruise movie, which I actually thought that movie was all right. It just was kind of boring.
Which one was that?
The one where he was a Nazi.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
And he did direct the pilot to Mockingbird Lane, which was freaking great.
Valkyrie. Yeah, was the name of that one. Thank you. I saw
Derek says it
yet.
Sucked, and Derek is wrong.
About Mocking Lane?
He says it sucked. Oh, did he say Valkyrie sucked?
He might
sucked.
Be saying Valkyrie, yes.
Well, I like parts of Valkyrie.
Okay.
No, well, he says no. No what?
No.
Monsters. Oh, my gosh. He's saying Monsters Today
was that
was
like
better than
reunion
Mocking...
show?
No, that was like the new version that they did.
I didn't even know there was that.
That was like that actually was on for like 3 seasons in the '80s.
Really?
Yes.
I did not even know that.
I liked they were doing it serious, and I liked Eddie Izzard. You are incorrect. I think
I still haven't watched it. I need to go and do that.
I liked it.
It's on Hulu now, right?
It is on Hulu.
All right, so I need to do that.
Well,
I'm excited for Bryan Singer to come back because
he did make my favorite X-Men movies.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And I don't know. Do you know anything about the movie other than it's called Days of Future
Past? Days of Future Past, which is a storyline from the comics, but
oh, okay.
I'm not completely familiar with it.
I'm not either. But that's cool. That's exciting. I can't believe I beat you to that.
Well, I can't post to the thing at work.
I know, but it's very satisfying because before, if I ever saw something cool that I wanted to put in there, I'd go in and you had done it like an hour before.
Okay, so they write they're going to mix the Singer timeline with the Vaughn timeline. So this is like the...
Okay, that's cool. Bring the two stories together.
So now we do not have... Oh, then he left out of anger.
He couldn't handle the love for the Munsters remake. So we are postponing one more week to Go Fish by Mail update.
Why?
Because Matthew was sick.
I know he's still better. I saw him on Sunday.
Yeah, but he didn't get it to me in time.
What?
He's a busy guy that was sick and going to the doctor
can't
a lot.
Mail things?
Well, it takes a while.
Too
it's
sick
like
to mail something?
Instantly,
too
you know?
Sick to put cards in an envelope and
yes.
put a stamp on it and put it in the post. In the mailbox? Please.
Yes. He would just
Why didn't he just give you the stupid cards when he saw you?
Because you would have called us on it.
I would have called on it. That's right.
You would have said, No,
I did. I said, because you guys were talking about it, and I said, hey, it's a violation.
See? So we have to postpone.
True.
So next week, Matthew will have time by then.
We will find out if he has any eights. The yes. tension is killing
me. I mean, this
me.
Is suspense. Actually, this is all part of the story. You know, it's part of the plan.
What is my toilet paper frequency? That's a good question.
Frequency.
I'm gonna have to kind of test that. Right now I have it set to once a month. But I only got the six pack.
I don't think that would cut it around here.
Well, I'm just one person.
Yeah,
I do
but
poop
still,
a lot.
But
you can adjust it. Like, if you need it right now, they will. How much do I use per day? Well, I'll tell you what. Since I've moved in here, I'm not even finished with one of the big rolls. Two ply, of course. I don't do single ply. Come on. Come on now.
I think that Costco, no, it's Sam's Club. Sam's Club toilet paper is the best toilet paper.
It's like
and we
Sam's
have been
Club
complimented
brand.
On our toilet paper. Matthew, in fact, specifically has complimented us on our toilet paper. It's their
pretty
brand.
Good. Do you dump once a day, three times? Okay.
Yeah,
I tend
your,
to get on
schedule?
A schedule. I can't believe this. We're right into poop talk.
Well, it's been asked.
Okay,
by
so
a
here's
listener,
my schedule.
So.
It used to be I would take a dump right when I woke up, but now I don't have time to do that.
Oh, I could not skip my morning dump.
Well, I do have my morning dump. I just do it at work.
Oh, well, I could never do it at work.
Well, you're weird. So that's like because like I use my dumps kind of as breaks because I also read on my phone.
Ah, I see.
So I kind of combine it all into one thing.
I also use dumps as breaks when my kids are going nuts.
I have to take
like
all my clothes off to dump every time. What are you, George Costanza?
Yeah.
Like, what if you had to take a dump somewhere? Like, what if you're at work? You take all your clothes off?
That's fake. You don't do it.
What?
I'll admit that I like taking the shirt off.
So, like, you're, like, in
at home.
If you're in, like, a public toilet, you take off your clothes? I don't believe that.
What if there's a hook? What if there's no hook?
Yeah. What if you're at somebody else's house?
All the clothes off? No, that's fake. I call fake. Although, I will admit, at home, it's the most satisfying dump of the day is the one right before your shower.
Phil, do you really take your shirt off?
Not always, but right before your shower, like, I will, that's
oh,
the best
dude.
Time to strip
well,
down.
Right before the shower is the best.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't always do it, but if I can time it so that I go from there into the shower, that's the best one.
No, so then there's that one, and then the afternoon one. At work. So I would say like two at work. Sometimes I don't even actually go. Sometimes I just kind of sit there. It's like my, like I said, it's kind of like my relaxed time. And then there's always one I have never gotten hemorrhoids. I know some people get hemorrhoids that way, but I have never gotten hemorrhoids. My brother gets them all the time. Phil gets them a lot.
Yeah, but I had them long before that. I got them in junior high. I started early.
You take your pants down? Well, because I never know I'm not going to shit. I just think I might, but I might not. So, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. And then usually when I get home, like that's kind of my part of my like decompressing when I get home from a long day at work. You know?
Inquiring minds want to know.
So, like, lately, my perfect thing, because there's such a long queue time with World of Warcraft, is I get home, get in the queue, go to the bathroom, and then I still usually have time, so I might watch a TV show, and then I play some World of Warcraft, then I make my dinner, then I watch some more TV, and then, yeah.
And then it's ready.
So yeah, I'm talking, and then sometimes there's usually one right before bed. So we're upwards of four right now.
Yeah, mine, I have at least four. I like to go.
Yeah, I like to go too.
But I always start, my first thing in the morning has gotta be.
I haven't finished a roll yet, no, that's like what I'm saying, it's not, well, no, because only two of those are at home.
Oh yeah, so you're not using up all your supplies. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good planning. If you can do a public restroom, you should. But I really can't, so.
I'm not gonna talk about the bedtime routine. Come on.
Yeah, how's your shower routine doing these days?
Oh my gosh.
I always wash my hair last. That's my final thing. That's what I wrap it up with. in case you were wondering. All right. This is a long time about. Derek opens with hair. Interesting.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah. See, he says you got to open big. I like to finish it off because you got that final rinse, like the last, you know, full body rinse. So that's kind of like your closing.
Speaking of which, I need to get a new shower head because my pressure is not really acceptable right now.
Yeah, that's the one part I don't.
See, he has a good point. I like to go ass last. That way, it's the most clean.
Yeah, but okay. Well, here's the question: bar of soap or what do you call it? Like soap stuff. What's the soap stuff? I'm bar all the way.
I was doing that soap thing, but I feel like it's. I go through so much of it, and I felt like I was just spending so much money. It's expensive.
Yeah, but I just buy the cheapest soap.
No, I'm talking about the gel.
Oh, the gel. Oh, yeah.
I was just going through so much of it, and it's expensive. And so, like the bar soap is cheap, man.
Plus, I feel like you get more leverage with the bar soap, you know? And, you know, like, I don't know, what you use a washcloth? Or you, like, rub it?
Whatever order you do it, just do the same way every time, or you end up with soapy armpits where you forget to rinse. That's true. You don't want to be like when Kramer, he can't get his routine. Yeah.
You can't change that? It. You got to stick with it. That's true.
You do have to stick with your routine because when you mess it up, you end up screwing things up.
I do relate to that episode, though. Like when he decides he just wants to stay in there, because there's times when I'm like, I just want to stay in the shower for a long time today. And why would I want to get out? Everything I love is in here. The soap, the hot
sometimes
water.
I forget. See, sometimes I tend to zone out in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
I'll forget that I wash my hair. So I think I'll end up washing my hair like 3 times.
There's time, like many of the best comics that we've ever done, I crafted in the shower. Yeah. You know, the best stuff ever comes out of that.
I come up with ideas. A lot of my when I write out Brax ideas and stuff.
Yeah. The shower is a great time for that.
Derek says he came up with his T-1000 costume in the shower, and it's an awesome costume.
I saw the your Facebook picture. Very cool.
Really awesome.
Matthew says if you can have a toilet in the shower, poop and wash, I would totally do that. That would be awesome.
Like, how would that work?
That would be wonderful.
Do you pee in the shower? Yes.
Oh, come on. Who doesn't? Let's not lie here. I'm not saying I do it every time.
He says that's disgusting. I don't – I make sure it goes – I do that. Come on.
You aim for the drain, of course.
I'm aiming for the drain. No, I do not poo in the shower.
No, there's a line there, man.
That's the line you don't cross because poo does not go down.
All right. We have spent –
It does smell for a brief period.
Maybe we spent a half an hour on your...
Why are we...
Matthew says you could if you had a shower toilet, which is true. That would be... See, that would make sense, though.
Oh, we're going too long here. We got to... All right.
We got a lot of stuff to cover.
We are hitting space issues.
We
still got a lot of stuff to cover here, man.
All right, let's go. Well, next time. Next time we'll talk about bedtime routine.
No bedtime routines. I don't want to talk about that.
Well... All right.
Derek wants to talk about things that I don't want to talk about.
Here, we'll do it after hours. We got to get this going.
We're not
here.
Doing any after hours.
Brendo's stuff to mention. Do it.
Okay, no, you didn't even finish your stuff to mention.
No, I didn't. Gosh, this is how far.
I'm not.
Okay, I'll do them fast. These are quick. Joy Electric's album is done. If you pre-order that.
When's it going out?
I don't know. He says sometime before the end of the year, hopefully, but he posted like a vague picture of the artwork and stuff. It's there. So I'm very excited for that. And also, this is exciting and pertinent to the show. I made an eBay purchase today. eBay purchase.
What?
I got my first lot of Nintendo Powers.
Whoa.
So,
do you have the ones we're going to need?
Well, I caught, if you remember correctly, from issue 1 through 82, I'm missing 10 issues. No, but I filled in two of the 10 spots that I'm missing. So I will be, you know, I'm completing it. But I also got a great deal on it, and I'm going to be selling off the duplicates, and I think I can make a profit on it. So it'll be good stuff. So.
Well, that's good. That's my, so what? How much? Like, how much are these going for these days? Like,
it depends on the issue, but like issue one, if it's in good shape with the poster, I've seen go upwards of $60-$70. Like in pristine condition, they go $150. You know, so it just kind of depends. But you know, and it varies. The issue two, the one with Simon's Quest on the front cover, that one's usually in the like $30 to $40 range. So
really.
Yeah. So
how much are you paying for all these?
Well, I got a lot. Like,
and, how much
and
was that's, it?
I feel like the way to go. I spent $27 and change.
But you can sell one of them for $40?
Well, I didn't get that one.
The Simon's Quest is the one we freaking need, dude.
I know. I'm working on it. I've been bidding on like lot after lot, but I keep getting
outbid on some of them. That's worth $40? Are you serious?
Yeah.
For like, so we're talking about like pristine condition?
In better condition, it goes for more. $40 is the cheapest I've seen.
Like with the cover torn, it's $40?
With all the pages intact, $40.
Okay, so intact,
but not necessarily in great shape.
All right.
I've not seen it for a lot less than that. But what happens is if people do it in a lot and don't know which ones are their valuable ones and feature the wrong ones, I've seen it go for like a lot less as a lot. So that's my technique here. That's what I'm going for.
Okay.
So I think I got like 8 issues. I'm going to be keeping 2 of them that are missing ones. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be breaking them up. Some of them I'll sell back on Amazon and the rest I'll re-eBay. So
nice.
I bought it for $27. I stand to make about 50 off of it.
Cool.
Plus keeping 2. So that's my Nintendo Power update.
Okay. So stuff for me to mention. This weekend was a busy weekend, man.
Yeah.
So on Saturday evening, I went to Not Scary Farm with some friends, and it was awesome. It was really crowded. It was probably one of the latest days I've gone in the year. So the later you go, the more crowded it is.
Right. Before Halloween now.
Yeah. We did find something. One thing that was unfortunate that we discovered, because I always love the Mine Train and the log ride because they have monsters and stuff in them. OSHA finally cracked down.
Yeah.
Cal OSHA and said, no more actors, inside the rides.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
So there's no more, Cal OSHA, it's the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. So they're the guys that like inspect all the rides and working conditions and theme parks and other things. And so they said like, hey, even so Knott's first, they had them just on there. Then Knott's tried to say it was okay because they would have them in like harnesses and stuff. But then they were still like, yeah, no.
Right. Well, cause they're still by like moving parts and stuff.
Yeah. I think it was only a matter of time before a monster got run over by the mine train.
Yeah. It's not surprising.
It's amazing it hasn't happened.
But it's a bummer.
And Knott's does have a pretty horrible safety record, as David Vecchio can attest to.
Right.
Dave has some stories, man.
Oh, man.
He also made it so I'm never going to eat a churro at Knott's ever again. Well, he just has a bunch of different stories about like people just not caring about things and where they would just leave churros out for hours.
Yeah, hey guys, what's the deal with these churros?
And because he would listen on all the different channels, because he was the sound guy, and he would just hear like reports of, oh, this ride's like something making weird noises.
That's fine.
It's fine. Not to mention the perilous plunge incident, but that was not Knott's fault.
Well, no.
Well, they shouldn't have let her on the ride.
Well, yeah, I mean, it all depends on...
Derek asks... Oh, Ghost Rider flying bolts.
Oh, yeah.
Which I can personally attest to that. Like, I found a plank of wood from Ghost Rider in the parking lot.
And he was saying that, like, when he would go under there, there's always just loose bolts and
parts
down there.
There's just bolts and parts everywhere on that thing.
And he said that, like, they showed him that they had, like, a long bar with, like, multiple bolts that would allow for, like, a couple levels of it to bust off before it was completely destroyed. Like, there's some scary stuff on there.
So the Perilous Plunge story is, this is what really happened. There's a fat lady. She was too fat, and she couldn't get the bar down, but she just kind of held it down. when they were checking. And so then she went on the Perilous Plunge, which was just one of those dumb rides where you go up and then go like straight down, you know, on a boat.
Splashing water.
Yeah, Jurassic Park ride with no dinosaurs. Tidal wave at
Tidal Wave at Six Flags, exactly that.
Except it's a little bit steeper. So, no, because she's stupid. She's not a true martyr of the fats because she's stupid.
Yeah.
A good fat would never do this.
If they don't, if it doesn't click, you don't go on the ride.
Yeah.
It's a bummer, for this exact reason. But it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. It's not worth losing your life. So basically what happened is when the ride started going down the hill, the bar, just natural forces, popped up and she flew out of the ride and the boat ran over her. And as David said, they had to hose her off. Like she was pieces, man.
Yeah, that's,
As Derek said, this was pretty funny, but Derek went on the Jurassic Park ride with me and Malcolm. And we are both very big guys. So when the bar came down, Derek had a good, like, foot of clearance, at least. Like, Derek could have easily, like, squirmed out of the ride. So he was hanging on for dear life.
That's funny stuff.
It was pretty funny. Because we were trying to push it, but, like, you know, like, we were significantly larger than Derek.
Right. All right, so tell us about the trapped maze, because...
Oh, yeah. So sounded really awesome. There were some really good mazes. There was a new one called Trick or Treat. Well, basically, one of the things they did this year is the 40th year of Halloween Haunt. I remember going to the 25th year, so that kind of was crazy. that was my senior year of high school, was the 25th year. I have the cup still from 25th. So this is the 40th year, and they brought back the original mascot, which is the witch. Oh. And she has her own maze, which is called Trick or Treat, and it had a couple really cool, like, staged events that happened during, like, at the beginning and at the end. Okay. And it was just really cool, because it was more like a classic haunted house. Huh. And it was really awesome. And they really, on the new mazes, they really went all out with the sets. Like, I think they're trying to compete more with the Universal in that aspect.
Right.
Like, the sets were much more impressive. And the other one they had that was really impressive was the Pinocchio one. It was really cool.
They're trying to compete with Disney.
Yeah. So the big maze, though, this year was they did a reservation only. Basically, you had, for six people, you paid $60, so $10 a person. And it's called Trapped, and it was incredible. So basically it's like this series of challenges almost, and it's like a room. Each one is a room, and you have to find the way out by doing something. So the first room, I don't really want to spoil it because it'll probably be back next year and it's so much fun, but I'll just say the first one, it was a bathroom and it smelled like poo, not like dog poo or, like manure. It smelled like human poo. And like so much so that afterwards, after we were out of the maze, the six of us that went in it were still like, I smell poo everywhere. Like everywhere I went, I was like, oh my gosh, it smells like shit everywhere I go right now. This is terrible. And that didn't go away for a while.
So without spoiling it, like just give us an idea of like what, like, you had to do something to get out.
Yeah, each room you're trapped in. Like, you're a trap. There is no way out, and they will just leave you in there until you can figure out how to get out. And
yeah, and there's mystery.
There's different challenges. Sort of just you have to figure out what some of them you're just in a room and you have to figure out. Other ones, it's like you have to do this. Like, one, you go in and they make you eat something in order to get out, and that something is a bug.
So, like, almost like a fear factor thing in some...
Yes. But then other ones, there's a Bloody Mary room, and the Bloody Mary room scared the living crap out of me. And they do have, like, they give you a safe word. And if anybody in your party says the safe word, it's immediately over for your entire party, and you have to leave.
So if one of your friends like said it.
So the people that went in before, I started to get like, whoa, because, there was a group before us and within like 3 minutes of them going in the maze, they said the safe word and left. So I was like, holy crap. Like that, like, cause you just paid a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Like, so like, I'm like, wow, that's.
What, like, can you reveal the safe word or is that like,
I think no, the safe word is boysenberry.
Oh, okay. So you're probably not going to be, unless that's like your, euphemism that you yell out.
To oh, boysenberry.
Oh, boysenberry.
but I'll just say they definitely spent a ton of money on this. The sets were amazing. The special effects were incredible. The Bloody Mary room especially was amazing. Okay. Is that the one at Fright Fest? Derek's talking about the blackout maze. I heard about this. It's at Fright Fest, right? It's at Six Flags. Is that what you're talking about? Oh, okay. It's downtown. There is one this year at Six Flags called Blackout, and it's completely, dark, and they just give you, there's six of you, and you have a rope, and you have to go on a rope, and it's completely dark. But this one, Derek is saying, they cuff you and put a bag on your head, and you have to go through alone. That doesn't even sound fun. And they can touch you, and there are naked people? What? That sounds terrible.
Yeah, I don't. Who's paying to go on that?
Derek went to Delusion.
What's Delusion?
That is Neil Patrick Harris's one. It is a house, and it's like a full-on experience. You also have to do stuff. You sign a waiver. Oh, and I also mention, you sign a waiver on this, and the monsters can and do touch you.
Wow.
Like Bloody Mary grabbed me. And it scared the living crap out of me. Like, I'll just say, Bloody Mary came through a mirror, like, and grabbed me. It's like my worst nightmare come true, to the point where even right now, I'm kind of freaked out by mirrors right now.
You go in your bathroom in the dark?
I'm a little freaked out by mirrors again. So Delusion sounds amazing. I want to go next year. But Derek said there was like, they had like possessed girls crawling up the walls and all this other crazy stuff. Steven Espinosa, a demon is unleashed and comes at you. It's a giant puppet. Steve Espinosa says, my Jurassic Park ride experience is, I'm Brendo size, a little shorter. My date was 120 pounds. The girl next to me, bigger than me? Dang.
The bar didn't even touch my left.
The bar didn't even touch my left? That's a big lady.
I feel bad for your date there.
As Derek's still talking about, people crawl on the ceiling, and at one point you are running full speed. Dang.
Well, so
that was
cool.
Awesome. Then I also went to California Adventure the next day with Mike. And we saw Adam Sandler at Radiator Springs Racers, and he was very nice.
That's cool.
He was with his family.
And I think you said he had Scuba Steve with him? Was that?
I did not talk to him specifically. Oh. I just said hi, and he asked, he's like, was it fun? And I was like, oh, yeah, and he's like, cool. But he wasn't like – but then other people were taking pictures, and he was very nice about taking pictures and stuff.
Was that – did you didn't say something about Scuba Steve? Was that my brother?
No, your brother.
Oh, okay. I thought that he was really –
well, I'm not that guy, man.
No, I thought he like had Scuba Steve with him.
Yes.
I was just,
he had Scuba Steve with him.
That's why I thought that – okay. It must have been what David said.
He's in talks to do the Brendo Man voice for my animated Brendo project at Happy Madison.
Yeah, after Disney buys Happy Madison.
Oh, geez. Yeah, probably. Okay, and then – I went to Lucky Fortune Cookery because it finally reopened, but they moved it. They swapped it with Casa Cucamonga. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea why they just did it.
Seems like a weird choice.
So for $9, you get this big rice bowl with like your choice of meat and your choice of sauce. I didn't ask him. Phil's being dumb.
No, my brother said that. It was don't worry. After
Stop
the
it.
Fact, when Brendan was telling a story.
I don't know why that was even mentioned, because the Vecchios are dumb. That's why. Because Phil's brother has a weird sense of humor.
Because it's a classic Adam Sandler, that's why. Because
y'all think you're so funny. Mm-hmm. Steve brings Steve with Steve.
Matthew takes offense to your generalization. All right. Anyway, so lucky for it. So it was good. Like,
yeah, because I got the beef Mandarin orange flavor.
Do you feel like it was a good value for the money? Because I always felt like it was really expensive there.
But it's a big thing of rice, and it filled me up.
Okay, well, that's good.
I thought it was great.
I like Chinese food.
So. I recommend it. And I got confirmation that they are building an Iron Man ride at their inventions is going away.
I did hear that. So we were talking about this. I think it was before the show. But you think they're going to completely tear the building out?
I think so, because what else are they going to do? You're immediately running into backstage.
But this, I didn't get to mention this, but what they could be doing something like a Star Tours, where it's a stationary like type situation, where they could use that space.
That's
and
true.
Still keep the building intact, which might
they
be.
Did
you know,
say e-ticket from who? No, I know people that work in Imagineering, doofus. I've already told you this.
But Star Tours is an e-ticket attraction. So if it was something
true.
Like that,
but they don't need another Star Tours.
No, but who knows what other thing they'll invent? We'd never heard of Star Tours before Star Tours.
I think it'll be an arm type, motion arm type
could
ride.
Be. Could be.
That's
well,
what
one
I think.
Way or another, it's cool because it's. Because
Disney's been wanting to build one of those and they haven't done it yet.
They
were going to
do that
it,
within the building still. If you
and they were
going to
do it for
levels.
Incredibles and then they build Cars Land instead.
But they could fit that inside the building.
That building's gone, dude. Come on. It's super old. It's from the 70s. It needs to go.
No.
Why?
I worked there. I have fond memories.
I know it has some. But, dude, killed somebody.
Yeah, not a long time ago. That's completely different now. That couldn't happen anymore.
I know, but still.
Trust me. I've been all
still,
around
you
back
still
there.
Have Stater Brothers. It's okay.
That's not a.
I know you were there. I know it's sentimental for you, but Intervention sucks.
No, I'm not saying the attraction. I'm saying the building because I remember going to.
But the building
Great
is
America,
old
or what's
and
it called?
Needs to go.
America Sings there.
I did too, and that building is old, and we need to in out with the old, in with the new.
No, I disagree. Modify the old.
I agree with Derek.
New.
I want a complete redesign. I don't want them to have to be. It does look Stark Expo-ish.
Yeah, it could totally fit with it.
But with the I don't want them to have to be confined by that building. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe they were inspired
by the
building.
I want them to
the
be
building.
Able to do whatever they want with that space.
But maybe they were inspired by the building.
Maybe they are. Maybe they. I don't think they're in that stage yet.
We'll see. I'm starting my letter writing campaign, though. Yeah, Matthew has a good point, too, that we need those inside spaces. We need that air conditioning.
There's animation at DCA.
Yeah, but on the Disneyland side. You'd say when it's 100.
No more
out.
Leave Grandma there attractions. All thorough rides, as Derek says.
Yeah, the problem with Innoventions is that it's too, like, for grandmas, it's, like, boring because it's technology-based.
Yeah, but they
for,
can just kind of go sit there.
But for people that like
there's
technology,
beds.
It's outdated, like, instantly. That's true. Now it's got the beds.
I hear kids go lay in and they love the air conditioning. It's true.
Yeah. All right.
That was my plan when my mom was going to come with us. It's like, hey, Mom, here. Interventions. Enjoy.
Okay, so we should
pick
move
you
along.
Up in seven. We do. We really got to. I think we're going to have to delay Spring Fest one more week.
Okay, we can delay Spring Fest. But we do have some more stuff to cover here.
Oh, yeah. We went to Farrell's.
Farrell's was awesome.
It's so loud in there.
It's very loud. It's not a
so,
kind of place you're going to
so
study.
So imagine, you know how like there's places where they like sing your birthday song and they give you something? Farrell's is like that, except they're doing that constantly. Just
and
all
they have
the
a
time.
Really loud siren and a person that plays the drum every
and
time.
And somebody's
they do it.
Banging a bass drum and but they do have like six different birthday songs.
Oh,
and they have different songs for when they deliver the different Sundays. Like if somebody orders the zoo,
And if you've ever seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure,
it is based
the Ziggy Piggy. You know the
yeah. There's the pig. It's based on the pig trough.
Right. That's where we got it from. So that's
but
what we're
the zoo
about.
They sing like a they had a combo number five song.
Yeah,
a mambo number five.
A little
combo
bit
number five was the joke
cream,
one.
Something.
Yeah. A little bit of chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
A little bit of strawberry on my.
Like for Audrey's birthday song, they
yeah,
did
totally
an Oompa
timely.
Song.
Audrey got an Oompa Loompa song. Yeah.
So, but it's fun.
But the ice cream is delicious, and they had the best mac, some of the best mac and cheese.
Oh my gosh, their adult mac and cheese with bacon,
so good.
Oh, they,
Michelangelo there doing magic. There was no magician, but
the balloon people.
There is a balloon people, and the balloon guys make jetpacks.
Yeah, it's like extreme balloon animals.
Yeah, extreme balloon animals. They make balloon jetpacks. Audrey got this crazy clown.
Crown.
Derek says the one time I went, they had a Ninja Turtle doing magic.
Well,
that's pretty
possible.
Awesome.
Around the time when Batman, the stage show was on, they had like a bunch of Batman themed stuff. That's when the last time we went there. So they do different themes and stuff.
Yeah, that's Derek's story. Was he went to Farrell's and there was another party at Farrell's that had Michelangelo doing magic, and he wandered over there, and his parents yelled at him. He's like, "How dare a child want to go watch a magic show?"
Right. I like Steve's idea in the chat. Says fill the balloon animals with helium.
That is
extreme. I always thought that would be cool.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that's Farrell's.
That was fun, and Audrey loved it.
Yeah, it was very good.
There's just if you don't like screaming kids or loud noises.
Yeah, it's not the kind of place you bring a laptop and get some writing done. That's for sure.
Did I do? No, I actually went small because I was really full because I'd been eating all day.
Yeah, and because the giant adult macaroni definitely.
Yeah.
And
it's expensive. And there are games there.
Yeah, there's different one. Like this one, the one in Valencia has like a whole arcade with it. This one does not.
This
have
one
that.
Though had a did have a candy store,
but it has a really cool candy store with all kinds of retro candies
with
and whatnot.
All kinds of candies, which I didn't really get a chance to look at because it was just so packed.
Well, last
and I was
time
like,
we
I gotta get out of here. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, it was crowded and loud, but it was fun. And of course, our table was like right by the siren that goes off every 2 minutes for the songs.
Yeah.
So. It was fun.
Derek says the best arcade game of all time is the Jurassic Park game where you get in the car. Did they have that?
Matthew's been trying to hunt that down, and we can't find it anymore.
I found it. It used to be a Nickel.
They had one at the Chuck E. Cheese for a while, but that's not there anymore.
The Chuck E. Cheese in Fullerton?
No. Maybe they did in Fullerton, but in
the Chuck E. Cheese in Fullerton has no video games. It's all prize games.
The one we went to a Chuck E. Cheese right beforehand that had like tons of arcade games and stuff.
I guess it's a crapshoot.
You never know.
What did Brendo get Audrey? Oh,
a really cool a science like I think it's like my first science kit or something like that.
Yeah,
can,
man.
Like, make
so
volcanoes,
she can blow up Phil.
Chemistry stuff.
Blow up the house.
We're gonna have fun with that. We'll do some experiments. We'll create some concoction.
I was gonna get her another awesome vehicle, but she already has all the vehicles and she still can't quite touch the pedals on her big wheel.
Yeah, so we're she's growing into it. I mean
she does already have a power wheels.
Yeah,
that's what David said too. And is she still scared of the power wheels?
No, she does the power wheel now.
Okay,
she'll do that, and then like she can ride her tricycle now. The actual big wheel she's really close on. Like she'll try it, but she just can't quite get up to speed, you know. So it's she'll get there though. She'll get there.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, so that was birthday party.
Well, you know, this year. Wait, next year is Luke's big wheel year.
Yes, I know. Which is, I mean, that's a big year. Now, see, it depends. Like,
and I'm gonna get you the most complicated one to put together.
Oh my gosh, I only got one thing I had to put together this party. Thankfully,
does Brendo get a present too, so he doesn't feel left out? I didn't get a present.
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah, you got
Luke got a bunch of presents.
Luke did, so that was good. Because otherwise, that's hard. that's always the worst to be the.
Is that a good thing to do? I think so. Not like huge presents, but like
no,
little
but just
presents.
A little something for them to like.
Not when you're older, but I think when you're that little,
when you're two, right.
Because he's two, so all he's thinking of is Audrey's getting stuff and I'm not.
It wasn't stuff that we got him. It happened to be that, like, my aunt that didn't come to his birthday
party came to this one. Oh, yeah, they missed
some makeup stuff. So it worked out well in that sense. Because it was, it was stuff he was owed. So, anyway.
Derek Duff does have some resentment here because his brother, they're over a month and a half apart, and they still had to have their birthday parties together.
I can relate.
Sharing a birthday, that's the absolute worst.
Well, because
Phil's a Christmas baby.
I'm a Christmas, right? I'm right before Christmas. So it's different, but similar. I'm still sharing. I'm sharing with a...
You'd still probably have tons of people that try and get away with only giving you one present.
Oh, all the time.
I don't.
Yeah.
For the record, I do not. I have never only given you just one present.
You have always been really good about that. Presents. And Janelle's always really good about that. So,
But I could see where easily.
Oh, that's always been. And my parents were always good about it as a kid. Hey, but,
I did that with you, Derek, this past year because I got you a big present.
And that's acceptable as long as it's like a.
But the year before that, I got Derek two presents. Just this year, I got Derek a super big present. I got him a Ghostbusters neon light.
That counts.
It was the symbol. That thing is huge.
As long as both events are acknowledged, it counts.
And I did.
Yes.
I acknowledged.
That's acceptable.
Ross did the same thing. Ross got him. He got a Hot Toys Joker. That thing's freaking nuts.
See, so it's sometimes it works to your advantage if you can get like a bigger thing.
Yeah.
For one.
See, I feel like that's okay.
Yeah.
Good luck getting Hot Toys Batman, Derek. How much are those going for?
Because I'm pretty sure the Wii U is going to be my birthday slash Christmas.
$400. Jeez. Yeah, there was a guy on Collection Intervention that had an entire – he had every Hot Toys that existed. It's got to be like thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Save up all that toilet paper money.
All right. Well, we should roll on.
All right. Let's real quick we're going to skip Book Corner this week.
Yeah, we'll come back to Book Corner.
So we did The Experts.
Join our book club.
Did anybody else watch The Experts besides me and you?
You did watch it, though, right?
I watched it. I just finished it.
And your thoughts on it?
It was really funny.
It was, right?
Like, really weird. And
very weird.
John Travolta's mullet was insane.
Yeah. And some of the weirdest choreography, like that dance that he did.
If you want to watch weird dance scenes this bizarre remix of Lean On Me.
What the heck was that?
The Experts is your movie.
It was like Dirty Dancing, but like weird, I don't know.
It was so weird.
Yeah. But I thought like overall it fit with the era though. Like,
yeah, I thought it was an entertaining movie. It's a good 80s, late 80s comedy.
I feel like it was kind of a lost gem there.
Yeah, I never even heard of it.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's the greatest movie ever, but for what it was, I thought
we need
fun
to come up with a new assignment, new Netflix assignment.
Yes. Well,
do you have one?
I think we should do the FP.
I already watched the FP.
I know you have, but I haven't, and that way we can get other people.
So next week,
on it.
The FP.
The FP for next week is the assignment.
Okay.
All right, that's good.
Oh, Derek, you don't like J-Tro?
J-Tro.
Derek has beef with everybody. He's friends with Matt. Really? Matt's friends with everybody.
J-Tro.
Matt is friends with Oh, he was on his show. Oh.
All right, so I saw a new movie in the theater that I want to mention.
Okay.
I went to the real movie theater.
Real quick.
This is exciting. But
we're running really late.
I know. Well, hurry. Let me do it. Argo. I saw Argo.
Yeah, was it good?
It was so good. Like, seriously so good. I think that it deserves all the praise that it has gotten. So, I'll just say that. It's like, really, really tense. Even if you know, since it's based on a true story, what the eventual outcome is, mm-hmm. it's still really well done, very tense, mm-hmm. very exciting, and it looks awesome. And I think that Ben Affleck has proven himself as a good director now. I mean, not that he hadn't before, but
Sean Halloran is just like Titanic.
Just like No. Much better than Titanic, but yes.
Yeah, but it's
with a similar known outcome, yes. But oh my gosh, I would not compare them in any other way except for that one bit.
Well, so. Let's keep the rest of this till next week. Sorry.
Okay. You're right.
What?
All these events.
I'm sorry, but we're running super late here.
All right, we'll keep those.
I just want to give a quick Soda Files There are, I don't know if you've seen these, but there's 1.5 liter Coke bottles everywhere. They're at the stores. I've seen them at Target. I've seen them at most grocery stores.
Janelle's
they're only 99 cents.
Yeah,
not bad. That's a great deal considering that most places sell the 1 liter bottles for, we talked about episode 7 for like the first 20 minutes of the show,
yes.
Sean Howell.
There's lots of good Star Wars talk.
So you can go back and listen to that at your leisure. So you had a Diet Coke and drank like a 40. Exactly. it's just, they're so cheap because the 1 liters are like $2 usually or more. And now the 1.5 liters for 99 cents, I don't know how long they're going to keep it. I feel like it's an introductory price.
But if you look at the pricing scheme of the way they do sodas, it's, you can pay a lot more than that for a lot less soda.
But I've been stocking up on those, man, because it's a good deal.
All right, that's good soda files.
Doritos. Oh, they also sell Iron Brew on Amazon now. That's a good soda.
That's good. Did you get your free Doritos taco today?
I didn't have time.
Oh, we got two free Doritos tacos.
I did print out the thing.
That's good. We'll skip video games for this week. It's not really a lot of new stuff.
What? Derek just wrote, my friend Duncan said he just sold a sealed Fireball Island today and asked what your tears tasted like. I told them they taste a surge. So this guy, who he has emailed me before, had a sealed Fireball Island and he didn't give me first dibs. I would have paid him cash money.
Yeah, but I bet he got a lot of money for a sealed one.
One time he emailed me to say, hey, I really like popsicles. Well, hey, guess who has money to burn right now? Me.
All right,
how much did he get for it? I want to know how much he got for it. They didn't keep it in the store. Wait, he sold it at his store. How did he get it? Oh, it was in the store he works at.
We still need to play our game of Fireball Island. Since I have it in my garage, it calls to me every time I change the laundry.
Cash money.
Every time I change the laundry, it says
Sealed Fireball Island's got to go for at least $200.
Phil, when are you guys going to play? Brenda.
I know, we're going to play. When am I going to get out there?
I don't know.
When you can come visit me in my new place.
We'll come visit. We'll bring it down there.
Yeah, dude.
So are we going to not do Nintendo Power? Are we skipping Nintendo Power for today? We can put it off, but we do have the Nintendo Power Awards. We'll do a Nintendo Power
next
week.
Okay, well, just don't forget Long Beach Comic Con if you're coming. We're meeting up at what's it called? P.F. Chang's?
Oh, P.F. Chang's, yes.
Around 1, probably.
Yeah, somewhere around there, around lunchish time.
Lunchish. How much to get in on it? How much to get in on what? Long Beach Comic Con, or how much to get in on the Fireball Island? Is it like the Star Trek luncheon? Yes, we charge. You have to pay
just to sit at the table with us.
Just to sit with us. It is $100. You pay $500 to eat with Jerk Decay. It's true.
Well, we have a listener special. Where it's just $10. $10 if you're a listener to the show. So
$10.
Just claim your discount when you arrive at the restaurant.
Derek's are extra.
So, Long Beach Comic Con is going to be awesome this week. We'll report back on that next week. Also, I heard back from Howard Phillips.
So are we getting a response from Howard Phillips?
He promised me he would do it this week. And I don't want to hassle him, but sounds like we may get it this week. So next
We also need a John Collins update. Bit of a roadblock.
Okay.
To contact him on LinkedIn, you have to have LinkedIn Premium or something. I don't understand that. Yeah. And then I spent a long time looking for another way to contact him. There is no – I couldn't find anything.
Does anyone have a premium account then? Can anyone help us out with that?
We need some help getting a hold of John Collins – from where is it? Something South Carolina?
Goose. It's like Gooseneck. Goose Creek, I think.
Goose Creek.
We'll have to look at that.
South Carolina. The winner of the Final Fantasy contest from Nintendo Power. If anybody can help us with that. Once again, John Collins. I did discover that he is 42 years old.
That's about right.
And
that's about right. That's the right timeline.
Why are we looking for him? Because we want to talk about, he won this awesome prize where he got to go to an island in the British Isles and they did this contest. We are happy. We just want to interview him really quick. Like, just ask him some questions. If he doesn't want to.
Just an email.
That's cool.
Just an email interview.
We're talking about email. We're not going to bother
him. And maybe
he
can post some, any pictures if he feels like it.
We will happily give him his privacy. You just.
Yes. It's okay if to anybody, try to contact him. It's not going to hurt anything.
That's
but
not
so if anyone has a deluxe or whatever LinkedIn account and they can help out with that, that'd be cool. Contact us. And please be checking in on Brax the Alien Rocker at BraxComics.com. And
Derek says he wants to talk to the kid that won the Gold Millennium Falcon from Micro Machines. That kid.
What is your other WTF of the day? Any news on that?
WTF of the day.
Go to there.
Maybe something bad happened to him while he was there. Ooh. But he did write a follow-up in Nintendo Power.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they reported on it. There's pictures of him in there. If he wanted the privacy, he wouldn't have.
Maybe he got molested by the natives.
It's a, all right. We're at 205.
All right. Well, WTF of the day, BrendoMan.com, WebComicsAdvocates.com,
PavoxMusic.com.
PavoxMusic, BrexComics.com, RadioBrendo.com for all your Radio Brendo Man needs. Don't forget our book club. We are almost done with the Ramona series. Our next book, what is our next book going to be?
The next book is
Hobbit.
We're doing The Foundling.
We don't have time to do The Foundling before The Hobbit.
Yeah, it's scheduled.
The Hobbit comes out in December, dude.
Yeah, it's scheduled for The Hobbit to be exactly finished on the day that it's.
That's some fast reading there.
It takes like 3 weeks to read The Hobbit. How long do you need to read The Hobbit? That's long enough, right?
Oh, and here's an update. Brian Lynch's new Ghostbusters title, Ghostbusters Time Scare from IDW, in comic book stores this Wednesday. I already got my copy pre-ordered.
Breaking news.
Support Brian Lynch because he's good.
All right. Well, I think that's about all.
We should have him on this show.
That'd
should.
Be cool. Contact him.
I should contact him.
You're on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Stealing Lynch, too.
Any other updates or anything?
You won't even have me. I'll have you on this show anytime, Derek. What are you talking about? You're basically on the show right now. What Steam sales on today, Sean? Give me an update here. We do need Paul Rubens, too. If you can get me in line to... Ooh, Halloween titles. That's a good call.
All right.
But basically, like, Steven was like, we need Paul Rubens. Like, I don't have a direct line to Paul Rubens. I have a direct line to Brian
Lynch.
We'll
do a panel at Comic-Con. Hey, can we get...
Hey, Paul Rubens. Derek, we would be happy to have you on the show. We'll figure out the logistics of getting you on the show, and we will do that. I promise. We'll actually have you on the show.
That sounds good.
Phil, are you up for that?
Of course.
And also, you guys should have Derek on PillageCast.
We should.
Derek, come on, man.
PillageCast is in a time of change
Derek
right now.
Derek says, I don't think Phil wants me on because I derail everything.
I enjoy the challenge of derailing everything.
Wait, PillageCast in a time of transition? What?
Well, we're just changing our recording schedule and whatnot. So.
Why?
Just, you know, time, schedule, people. We're still recording. There's new episodes up. I think one goes up tomorrow, maybe. Something like that. So, you know, it's still there. Don't worry. But we're in a time of transition. That's all.
Well, you guys should have Derek on.
We should.
To a Gates-free type of paradigm? Is that it?
All right. Well, that's...
No comment there.
What? Oh, I didn't even see.
Said to a Gates-free type of paradigm.
Oh, no. Definitely not. Nothing like that. Just recording schedule type
What's
change.
With all the Gates?
Gates hates?
Hate.
Gates hates at Twitter. That's his thing.
And you can follow us at Twitter at BrendoMan. I need to go to bed, man.
All right. What episode is this?
44.
44.
What are we calling this one?
I don't know. We're still open to suggestions.
I need a title. I'm the one that has to title it.
All right. Derailed.
When you wish upon a Star Wars, bam.
Oh, that's it.
Done.
Done.
Derek Armijo.
Win.
Thank you. Win. All right. Well, for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody.
Out the door, the competition has begun.